It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Me in the electric chair look like a Gallagher show. I mean, tarps
up. The guy holding the thing's wearing like a fucking raincoat.
Matt.
Oh, I usually wake up the next day, take a big shit, and I'm fine.
That's my recovery period.
A big shit, my fine.
Big old shit.
Big shit.
Sean.
Don't get mad at me because you guys are fucking fossils.
Yeah.
Fossils.
I'll super kick that bitch through a window if I have to.
And Steve.
You yeah. have had meatballs just running down your throat like a fucking, just a pack of wild horses. Just stampeding down your throat into your belly.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
I love it. Nice touch.
It's the Superb Owl Show.
That's it, buddy.
With the Aristocrats. I'm Derek. With me, as always, Hall of Famer Matt.
Cluck you chicken, please.
Starting quarterback from the San Francisco 69ers, Steve.
I like dick.
And, of course, our own water boy, Sean.
Oh, oh man. Yeah. How long did you have that planned out, Derek?
Fuck.
Couple days.
Yeah.
We are the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. Go there, check it out. We are live. Yeah, this is good music.
It is kind of fantastic.
It is kind of like,
kinda we should keep up.
Oh, it's a fumble, are you?
Okay.
Fumble Rooski.
That's enough yelling in the mic.
Oh.
I think it's, is it the Monday Night Football that has the one that I like?
Ba-da-ba-ba.
That one?
That's Gladiators.
No, this is Fox.
No, that's...
I say we keep this music until we get sued.
And technically, this is the wrong music, by the way.
Oh, it is?
No, because it's on Channel 4.
Eat your Derek.
This is Sunday Night Football.
I don't fucking know.
But I mean,
you're lucky I went this far.
Nice touch, though. I like it. it's fantastic.
But anyway, we're all kind of sitting here eating, watching the Super Bowl.
We're not kind of doing it. We are doing
it. Yeah, we are. Full and true are. We got cheeseburgers and hot dogs and chips. We have the snack cam up on Ustream. If you go on Ustream.
You forgot your famous fucking chicken and hot dip sauce.
My fucking buffalo chicken dip.
Oh, my God. It's fucking fantastic.
E-cup dips.
Yeah.
E-cup dips.
And you can also listen on CWERadio.com.
CWERadio.com.
That's Clutch and Wiggle.
Ooh, wiggle it just a little bit.
Streaming live, and you can chat with us there. Yes, E-Cup Dips.
Who was that?
Some Chewbacca. That's his name in chat.
Oh, Chewbacca. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I'm not coming in my headphones very well.
Well, I don't know.
You're a dick.
You shouldn't come in them at all, because that would be very messy.
That sound good on everybody's?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fucking fine. All
right, whatever.
You're coming through full and true. I'll turn you up a little bit if you want.
Let me hear.
No, turn down.
Let me hear. Oh, whoa.
Oh,
okay.
Whoa.
Hello.
Too much, Matt.
Yeah.
Are you back now?
Jamie's offering us burgers.
Steve is so pissed because he didn't get a turkey burger.
I'm going to eat fucking red meat. It's going to be in my fucking intestines for years.
Who gives a shit?
Fuck off.
I tell you what my ass does. It gives plenty of shit.
And plenty of red meat in it.
Who cares?
Like Indians, fuck you.
I swear to God, thank tears were going to start rolling down his eyes because... he didn't have any turkey burgers.
Mm.
I'm opting for a healthier choice, my friend.
Fuck off.
It's Super Bowl Sunday.
I lost 15 pounds in two
weeks.
Gives
a shit. Oh, you're not going to gain 15 pounds.
He's going to gain it back in 2 days.
Yeah.
I lost 15 pounds, then I had his burger, and next thing you know, boom, chlamydia.
Was 16 pounds.
You guys are full and true chewing into the mic.
I was on purpose. I wanted to give the, you know, let everybody know that we're enjoying
the Super
Bowl.
Yes, we're eating.
I'm not.
The chat room wants to take up a pool, see who ends up taking a shit during the show.
Well, Derek is where my money's going.
Excuse me. Probably.
Exactly. I haven't shit yet today, though, so I might be a candidate.
Well, this is the first meal that I've eaten today, so chances are within the next 15 minutes...
You're going to be considered a liar.
I'm going to be dumping, dump, dump, dump. Because I had a slice of pizza. What was it, last week?
Yeah.
A slice of pizza, which pushed out the remainder of my previous shits.
My God.
You know, people have been giving us feedback, and they basically just talk about how much we just talk about shit.
Yeah, we do.
It's funny.
Shit's funny.
If you don't like shit, then fuck off.
That's right.
Absolutely is funny. No, they love it.
That's why
we're the Aristoshits. Yeah. Oh.
Whoops-a-daisy.
Hashtag Aristoshits.
Hashtag Aristoshits.
There's one thing I love. It's tagging asses.
Damn.
I'm also happy to announce that the book we promoted last week is the pre-order went well. Almost sold out.
Damn.
And you have me to thank?
Lovers and Kings by Steve Giuliano. Almost sold out. The pre-order. So
that's fantastic.
Congratulations to him.
Yes, very good.
Yeah, a lot of fun doing that. So hopefully we can do more crap like that.
Especially with him, because his artwork was fantastic.
And still is.
Cool.
Yeah. We have I got a shitload of stuff, but, you know, it's a little bit of a...
You mean an assload of shit.
I have an assload of shit and a shitload of stuff to talk about.
Like, but, what?
I don't know. A bunch of stuff. Do we want to talk about anything else before we get into news?
Well, there was something did happen last night.
Something did happen.
What?
I never know where you guys stand on this, whether you want to talk about it or not.
Of course we do.
Okay. I'm sure. I mean, there's probably millions of people that want to know why my voice doesn't seem like the usual self.
Too much cock.
What?
Oh, don't tell him.
You swore you wouldn't tell.
Yeah, I was screaming at hundreds of fans yesterday.
610.
Approximately.
About,
I believe.
Yeah.
In that neighborhood.
Yeah.
By the time I wrestled, there was 30.
Yeah, so.
Really?
No. You were the only fucking person that wasn't there.
Oh.
Mm. Three-fourths of the people right here were in a wrestling ring last night.
Derek counted for 589 fans.
And Derek half of two-thirds of those three-fourths.
He consumed 584 concessions. That's what he does.
Concessions.
I got here today. I'm like, you didn't stay for my match. What the fuck? The only excuse you have is that you had to go home and shit. That's the only excuse I'll accept.
I didn't even give any excuse. I said, you're damn right I didn't.
Yeah.
He's like, who's coming out next? Oh, I'm out of
here. I'm fuck this.
Yeah.
Douche.
So, there was a wrestling match last night. Those of you who don't know, a couple of the guys here, I'm going to say 3/4 of the guys here.
Okay.
Are professional wrestlers.
Independent professional wrestlers.
Independent.
Yeah, no contracts.
So, Big Show last night. Sean, how'd you do? Did you win the big match?
I didn't win the big match. I went through a ladder and a table, though.
That's impressive.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, when was the last time you did that, Derek?
What's that?
When was the last time you did that?
Last time I was on a ladder, probably.
Oh, shit. He just fell off it and went through ties. Like, fuck.
Nice one.
Which is when his parents put ding-dongs on the fucking top shelf.
I'm going to get him. And then right through a table.
Whoa.
My life is TLC.
Coffee table.
Yeah.
Steve, how'd you do last night?
How'd you do, Steve?
Tables, ladders, cupcakes.
TLC. Cupcakes.
I did good.
You did good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my partner did good.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Did you win?
No.
Oh.
Well, dude. It's all about the fans, brother.
I think
Matt,
somebody
how'd you
else,
do?
Somebody else worked last night, right?
Oh, did you?
Matt,
hey,
did you?
Oh.
Wait, you worked?
I worked.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, got carried.
That's what I like.
That's what I said.
That's what I like.
And, I went over.
Oh, my God. Was that the first time in how long?
Probably like a year.
Nice. It's because Michael Reigns called off.
Well, that's the last time I went over.
Yeah. Johnny Morrison always wins.
How come Michael Reigns wasn't there last night?
Groin pull.
Groin pull?
He was pulling his groin.
Yeah. Way too much. He's like,
well, what he was doing when he's
in the middle of this thing. I got it. I got to go off. All right, Steve. First off, let me apologize for talking while you're interrupting.
Yes. Okay.
Damn.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, it's not fun, is it? He pulled a groin ringing the doorbell of a ticket seller or ticket buyer, and they didn't buy the ticket. He pulled his groin.
Really? You interrupted me for that?
Yeah, you know ticket sales.
Yeah, do you hear anybody laughing?
Matt just did, right there.
Yeah, Matt doesn't care. Matt laughs at everything.
No, that's true.
But I was laughing at Sean making fun of
telling
dick. Pointless story.
One for Sean, fuck you for Steve.
Because you're dicks.
Yeah.
Eat cup dicks.
Oh, well, whoa. At least you two didn't cheat like Matt did.
Yeah, douche. What are you, a cheater?
This is a no DQ match. I can't cheat.
Well, whatever. Wow.
But I still used powder for some reason.
Now, what is the actual powder? Was it baking soda?
It was baking
cocaine
soda.
Mofos!
The baking soda or flour?
Baking soda.
Baking soda.
Terrible. Flour would be a better choice.
Anybody hear baby powder? Probably even a better choice.
That's probably the best choice.
That's probably the best choice.
But someone looked in their cabinet and goes, this is fine. Fuck it. And there goes blindness.
I got for some reason, the promoter had the someone gave him the word that using baking soda was a good choice.
Yeah, it is a good choice if you throw it on them, then you dip them in fucking oil and fry them.
Mm. Yes. Well, you know what? It's probably fine if you're not sweating.
Yeah.
But when you're sweating and it mixes with the liquid pouring out of your forehead and goes into your eyes, it doesn't feel very good.
Yeah, that chemical reaction that baking soda has when you apply water to it?
Yes.
Well, what you should do is then throw some vinegar on them.
Yeah.
Turn them into a little volcano.
Yep. But, so I didn't feel good the first time we got that.
Yeah, we really didn't want to have to do that, but we did. And it was dumb.
And nobody even noticed it. In fact, they had to announce that you did it.
Yes.
That's the only reason I knew.
Uh-huh.
And Matt almost killed the four-year-old.
Yes, so I heard.
Oh, yeah, after the show?
No,
I had no
during
idea.
The match. The fight broke out into the audience, and I was standing right there, and... Matt got pushed backwards, and he was doing a little bit of tumble, and he just about squashed a four-year-old girl.
That's awesome.
Oh, my God. He would have never known either.
No, I wouldn't.
That girl probably would have never known either. Insta-death.
There was a video. It's on YouTube. I forget who it was. I watched it with Corey Havoc. It's fucking... He was a Mexican wrestler from WCW. And I forget who he was working, but he comes out, does a suicide...
Juventud Guerrero.
No.
La Parca.
Cibernetico.
No.
Psicosis.
Conan.
No. Are we going to name every Mexican wrestler?
Well, yes. Yeah.
Hulk Hogan.
Mexico City.
Nope. Pretty sure you wore like a beater.
Wore a beater.
Conan.
No, it wasn't Conan. I know
if I'm Conan.
Nope, still not Conan.
I think it's Conan.
Chavo Guerrero. No.
Psicosis.
All right. Fucking anyway. Anyway, does a suicide dive through the ropes outside, does a flip in the way. It's on, actually on.
Kevin Sullivan.
No. It's on demand. And he does a dive, flip through the ropes.
I just want it.
And all you see is this little girl's face and his foot.
Oh, no.
And he kicks her in the face.
You hear the screams. You go, oh!
And he just drills her, knocks her out cold?
Drills, lands in the crowd. Little girl, probably dead.
Oh, my God.
Probably dead.
Probably dead. I must have watched it 10 times just hearing this.
Awesome. Did his penis fall out and hit her in the face?
No, see, that's plat. Thanks for running the fucking story.
Oh, well, here's another one. She'll just want more money, by the way.
The second quarter?
Well, it's about to end. It's got 8 seconds left.
What's the score?
Wait.
And it's now 9-10.
So I completely told her.
9-0 is numbers.
I completely told her yesterday, oh, man, you got shitty numbers.
It's not very, not
today.
Not normal score.
I don't even know what my numbers are.
Yeah, that is bizarre.
I don't go into Super Bowl pools because I don't know how the game works. I like to know how the game works if I'm going to bet on it.
Really, it doesn't matter.
I know it doesn't, but I just,
There are more common numbers that come up in scores, but anything can happen,
basically.
Yeah. It's like McDonald's. Hey.
Is it?
It could happen.
What?
Back in the 90s.
What?
It could happen?
That was McDonald's? No. That was Angels in the Outfield.
No.
Yeah, a little blackhead.
It could happen. It's a dollar and a dream. The New York State Lottery.
Lottery.
Not McDonald's.
Hey, it could
lottery,
happen.
Lottery, McDonald's.
Do you believe in magic was the 90s McDonald's?
That was a good song, too.
Do you believe in magic? Because if you do.
Nothing. You'll always find a friend wearing big red shoes.
You always find a friend and he's a big fat Jew.
He's pretty huge.
I got one of those.
Sweet, I love Jew friends.
Yeah, actually, Sean does have a Jew friend.
I do have a Jew friend.
You're friends with Corey Feldman, right?
Cody
looks like
Cody Feldman.
Oh, you dropped his name.
Yeah.
Is that his real name?
Yes. Cody Feldman.
Really?
No, idiot.
Oh. How do I fucking know? I just know him as a Jew friend.
Everyone has it's Cody, my Jew friend.
And he doesn't carry cash on him. He just has cards.
Because all those dough in the bank is probably an accountant or something.
Or something. He runs numbers.
He's counting money.
Close enough.
Counting the take.
He can't hammer, nail, or plow a field, but he can buy and sell and invest capital.
Yes.
Sure. I was trying to think of a good Jewish joke. I didn't have anything there. I'm sorry.
No, that was it.
You were expecting maybe a decent Jew joke?
Well, we're at the halftime now, which is an hour long.
Gas chambers.
All of a sudden.
We're at halftime?
Yeah, the listeners are going to come like crazy right
you
now.
You expecting maybe the Feldman family?
All right, Derek, what do you got? What do you got?
Well, if we're going to halftime, I wanted to watch it live.
Really? Oh, man.
Really?
You really did?
See how Madonna does?
Oh, man.
So we're going to pick her apart, right?
Or we're going to wait for her
to
come on?
You're fucking gay.
Or just sit there and listen patiently?
She's such she's overly vascular. I can't stand
her. She's overly fucking old. Put her down already.
She used to be hot. I used to crank it. There were Playboy issues
really?
All the time.
Oh, well, you're probably that age.
And she had full bush, too, which is kind of gross now.
It was, like, it was like black.
It was dark chocolate
full
bush.
Full black bush.
I wanted to dive in there anyway.
I don't know.
Back
don't
then.
Know. When you guys probably, you know, looking at porn, I was probably like
kicking in the womb.
Potty training.
I was probably checking you out.
Ew.
What? Huh?
You still do.
Wait, what?
Stop looking at me like I'm a piece of meat or something.
Oh, you're sexy.
Oh, God. Help. Let's join this meat triangle.
Oh, I'm out.
What? See ya. Seat's taken.
I think Clutch is shitting.
Who?
Clutch in the...
He's taking a dump or dump dump.
Did he say that? Where did he say that?
And it says listener shit in 3, 2, 1.
Oh.
Damn. Is this what we're going to do? We're just going to talk about
Yeah.
I don't like it because
we're waiting for halftime.
Me and Matt don't have computers, so we just sit here and watch you guys be on a computer.
It's fun, right?
I just Your mic stand is right in front of me and right in front of you.
That's why
I
really
want palm strike it into your face.
Get an iPad
or something. That wouldn't be good.
That's why I really want the chat computer or the computer that we do to look up stuff on the TV.
Well, yeah, if we had a wire.
We do.
Oh!
If you know, gave it to
in my car, I can
throw it out. What the fuck are you sitting here for? Go get it.
No, because I'm turning the game off.
Yeah, well, first off, we're not turning the game off.
Every time
I've offered to do that, we haven't done it. So,
well, because the wire wasn't long enough, I think.
We had it that one time. We just couldn't get the screen to look right.
Excuse me, real quick.
That was at Steve's house. With his shitty fucking, the first ever flat screen
first
made.
First ever flat screen.
What's up?
Oh.
You just won $200.
Sweet.
First quarter and for the second quarter.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Where are we going?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm just calling to tell you that, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Tell her to buy you something.
Wait, you gotta buy me something good. What are you gonna buy me?
I don't know.
A dildo.
Ask for a blowy.
How much does $200 get me for a blowy?
You're being stupid.
No.
How dare you? So, is that a yes?
So, ask her if she's so happy you'll get a blowy tonight.
About it.
You think about the blowy?
You think about the blowy?
Yes.
Oh!
Yeah!
Sweet.
Consider it.
Can you lick my butt again? Can you lick my butt again?
Are you gonna wait? Are you gonna eat the butt again or?
What?
Are you gonna eat the butt again?
What does that mean?
Eat the butt.
Are you gonna eat my butt again?
Oh no.
Why not?
Why not?
No.
Why not?
No, because I'm not.
Are you sure?
Tell you love her.
Yeah.
But I love you.
I love you too. Goodbye.
So we're at a no on the butt.
No, Sean, I'm going. Goodbye.
All right, love you. Think about the butt. Bye.
Fantastic radio right there.
Consider the butt done.
Until she goes tomorrow and goes, I'm to the fucking radio?
Is that Michael J. Fox on TV?
What?
Bob Costas.
Oh, God.
He's awfully still, if that is.
I was going to say.
Yeah, he's doing pretty good.
Yeah.
He must have taken his medication today.
He's not doing the hammer time.
Look at those ears.
Oh,
is that Obama?
It's Tony Dungy.
Tony Bennett?
Like, after halftime, he'll fly down to the fucking field.
With his ears?
And watch from the from the sideline.
Oh, my God. What a disaster. Any more burgers in there, Jim?
Look at his face. That's Rodney Harrison, I think.
Oh, that's
Rodney Dangerfield?
What the fuck's his name?
From the Giants. He had a stupid
fucking
Giants.
But if you look at his face, the one side is normally set, and then just one eye is off bad. Like,
really?
Bad.
Stu Scott?
What?
Stu Scott's
No, not like Stu. No, nah, Stu Scott's fucking dead eye is disgusting.
He has a dead eye?
Oh, yeah. It's like gray and shit.
No.
I think he'd shoot lasers out of it.
There was a guy.
I hate dead eyes. I don't know which one to look at.
There was a guy on my old MK board. His screen name
Your
was.
Your what?
On my old Mortal Kombat message board, the forum.
Oh.
He had a screen name. It was Stu Scott's Lazy Eye.
Sweet.
That's freaking awesome.
But it's not a lazy eye. It's a flat out dead eye. It's like diabetes dead.
It's not even lazy. It just never gets out of bed.
It's casket lazy.
Thank you, Jamie.
It's in a little eyeball casket.
He's got his old living eye in a fucking formaldehyde glass.
What?
And then his dead eye is just a fucking marble.
Dead eye blind.
It's a gray marble glass.
Okay.
Jame, Sheila doesn't know it, but she was on the radio talking about she was going to give Sean a blowy.
Yes.
And eat his ass.
And he was trying to get his fucking salad tossed, but she wasn't having it.
She was not having it.
But he said, I love you.
And then I followed up with, are you going to eat my butt? She said, no, but I love you too.
Well, let's do some news before halftime.
Okay.
She said she'd think about it. All right, news.
Snooki and JWoww.
Uh-huh.
Trying to do a Jersey Shore
spinoff.
What the fuck are you going to spin off from there?
In Hoboken.
Oh, no.
They were shot down.
I don't think literally.
By a fighter jet?
I wish. Mm. The mayor of Hoboken, Dawn Zimmer, made the announcement on
a
website.
Oh, he's not Jewish.
It's a woman.
Oh, she's not Jewish.
Denied the permit for 495 Productions based on protecting public safety and the quality of life concerns for Hoboken residents.
You know what, though? I hear there's a loophole and they can still get in there.
Well, they have something about filming after 11 p.m. in residential areas where they cannot do that. So unless they party until 11 p.m., which I doubt they will.
Well, you know why else it's going to be on hold probably is I think there's a rumor going around that Snooki's preggers.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, she squashed it out of her.
She squashed the baby?
She pressed it out of her uterus.
Outside source.
And she fucking flushed it down the toilet. No more preggers.
But they're still pursuing this, and they're looking for other places to do this.
Oh, Steve, you should be on the show. You're always partying until, 11 when you fall asleep.
JWoww recently said that they're
10:30.
They're pretty sure that they're going to be done with Jersey Shore.
Of course, because it's completely fake.
Yeah. It's been completely fake since day one.
No, I think the first season was real, and then the second one was like, we need to have come new interesting things to keep people involved and interested. So
it's a work.
I could see the first one not being a work, and then they had to fucking write a script after that.
Yeah. Well, either way, they're way too famous and way too rich
Absolutely.
For what they do.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We're way more entertaining than them, and we have no
That's
money.
That's right. We've talked about nothing so far.
It's awesome.
And keeping with the Jersey Shore shit, Chris Christie criticizes Snooki in the Jersey Shore cast. He's been very outspoken about them. That is the governor, right?
The governor of the state.
Of this fine state of New Jersey. Snooki was slamming him on Twitter.
Ooh, damn.
Saying that she would not be voting for him.
Oh.
And he came back, said, she lives in New York. She can't vote for me. And then he continued to say, you see, this further reinforces my concern about these people.
Like they're subhumans.
I tell New York Governor Andrew Cuomo all the time, you can have them back.
Damn.
You will not be shocked to know he has not sent a car yet for Snooki or JWoww or the situation.
Mm. Well, situation's from Jersey.
Yeah. But I think him and JWoww are the only ones, right?
I got to admit, though, I'm not a huge Christie fan, but I like when he does that kind of shit. He just fires back. He don't give a fuck.
JWoww currently lives on Long Island, I believe. She goes to one of my gaming friends' gyms.
Who's the one that lives in Hazlitt?
That's Sammy.
Oh, Sammy Sweetheart, yeah. Mm-hmm. Whatever. They're all dead to me.
They're all dead to me.
Gives a shit.
Derek's going to be called Sammy Sweetfart.
Sammy Sweetfart.
Hey, guys.
Huh? The shituation.
Shituation.
I ripped the sweetest fart you'll ever smell.
Poo wow.
Get smelly. Get loud.
Paulie Dump.
Nah, man. Dumpy D.
Speaking of big dumps, Jack in the Box, which I don't think we have any around here, right?
That's so far as I know.
A West Coast thing. West Coast. Are serving a bacon milkshake.
Oh, no.
What? Count me the fuck in.
Jack in the Box created a bacon milkshake. Why? Because you secretly want one. That's why.
No, it really says that?
That's what it says in the article.
Well.
It's real bacon? No. It's a flavored shake flavored with syrup.
Oh, God. So it's like a maple-y, maple bacon.
Yeah, but it is a bacon shake.
Shaken.
Shaken.
Yeah, because all those people that would eat their bacon cheeseburgers would get their bacon bits washed into the back of their shake, and they're like, why is there bacon in my milkshake? You put it there. Like, yeah, you fucking asshole. You ate bacon cheeseburger, and that's how the bacon got in there. So now they just make the bacon milkshake and just get it done with. Yeah. Two birds with one stone.
This sounds so fucking
Derek,
disgusting.
Derek, don't cream your pants.
Oh, yeah, there she is. Wow, she
looks
old.
Look at fucking Leno. He looks great.
He looks better than she does.
She didn't look too horrible facially there.
She looked old.
Here's your performance,
by the
way.
Are we unmuting this for this piece of garbage?
You want to listen to it? I'll mute it.
Yeah, turn up a little bit. We'll see how it goes.
Crank it up, fuckers.
This is Madonna.
I can't. Sean's fat body.
Oh, Triple H is coming out.
She's,
No, Triple H is coming out.
300.
Oh. She's coming out with a bunch of Spartans.
Spartans! All right. I think it's Triple H, to be honest.
She's going to come out all abbed up like fucking
It's
Cornelius or whatever his name was.
Her wrists look like tree twigs.
Oh, her arms look like friggin' shower curtains, like flapping the wind.
Oh, God. I can't see.
What the fuck? Well, fucking move.
Isn't this the
Oh, that's a fat guard.
Yeah, wow.
The fuck.
Oh, thank God she's wearing sleeves.
Yeah, you can't see your veins.
Yeah, they're smart. Well, they're, those are going
to
come off.
She just tells the guy before, all right, make sure you cover the arms. I don't want bat wings. I'm going to fly away in the wind.
I think they're called bingo wings.
Who shoots a fucking bow and arrow with their leg up in the air like that?
Nobody.
That was horrendous.
Gay Spartans.
Her legs look nice.
I want to see your ball sack fall out of her.
What is she like?
How can her legs look nice? She's wearing boots up to past her knees.
I'm looking at her thighs, Derek.
There's like an inch of thigh. Those three inches of thighs look great.
Wow.
That's all I
look,
need.
Her legs look good.
Match finished twice already.
I'm done. So this is going to be one of those typical like medley.
Oh, is it? Put the mic up to the screen a little bit there, yeah. Sean.
Do we have an additional microphone?
Yeah.
Every day this guy's shuffling. Well, maybe only like three times a week because he gets tiring.
Wait, she's like 55, right?
This asshole in the wings.
Maybe?
I'll look up her Wikipedia right now.
Wikipedia.
I just want to throw it out there. Anybody that cuts their hair, leaves it long up top, like super long, like Matt long, but shaves the sides, should have Q-tips shoved in their dick hole.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Vogue.
Oh, were you on a halftime show? Yeah, I was on a halftime show. I was the one wearing the curly fucking snakes on my head, so you have no idea who I am.
You spell Madonna M-A-D-O-N-N-A, right?
Yeah. Yep. Mad Anna.
Yeah, why the fuck?
What the fuck is up with these guys' arms?
Put Madonna performer in Google.
I'm pretty sure if you put Madonna, she should just come up.
Yeah, no, it didn't. She wasn't the first choice on Wikipedia.
Wow.
I'm going to get one of these like belly things where you have
Madonna.
A six-pack.
Madonna ambiguous.
I'm just going to wear these six-pack bellies around from now on.
She is 53 years old.
53 years young.
Holy shit. Did you say young?
53 years young.
That bitch is half dead.
She's almost 60. She's like fucking old as shit. Her pussy smells like old fucking
pussy.
Her pussy's just full of dust.
Fucking menopause juice.
Menopause juice. She probably could still deliver a baby.
Yeah, I could deliver a fucking cum shot right in her fucking cheek.
Yep.
Nice.
Ew.
What?
I don't see it.
That guy's abs are fucking
cut
up.
That's what I'm saying. I want one of those little
like chest pieces.
Chest pieces that just has you having six pack and just like wear really tight shirts. I'm like, yep, six pack. See you.
Hello, wrestling.
Hello, wrestling. Hello, wrestling.
I got six pack.
Yeah, Joe, it's Shock.
Who?
It's Matt. Oh, hey, Matt.
He's literally called me. Hello. I'm like, hey, what's up, Dabber? How you doing?
Who am I calling?
Who is this? You called me. What did I want? I don't know.
I don't know whether to call myself Matt or Shock because every time I pick one, he doesn't know who I am.
Oh, yeah.
Until I say the other one.
No, I have to say Rampage Rogers.
I go,
Madonna almost fell. Madonna almost fell. What is going on?
Her titties are jiggly.
Yeah, she's always had because
they're fucking sagging. They've been hanging down that fucking chest for 53 fucking years.
She does mad yoga though.
Sean Penn was like punching.
Dude,
back
I kind of like them fucking outfits right there with the little music symbols on them.
I kind of hope she falls.
Oh
my God!
Smell that queef,
bitch. This guy. Oh, right in your cock.
Oh yeah, that dick smelled good.
She's doing cartwheels, and they have to like literally assist her.
They're spotting her on the.
They're like grabbing her legs and moving her.
This is dangerous.
What the fuck? And I'm here. I'm just singing. Don't
mind
me.
She's gonna break it.
I wonder how nervous they were to pull that move off. What is that guy doing, floating? Oh,
it's Will Ferrell.
What is that?
Who's that guy that used to paint?
It's my main man, Brennan.
Bob Ross.
Yeah, Bob Ross.
Bob Ross
is bouncing.
In a dress.
He's ripping off Owen Hart's gimmick.
Oh shit.
Oh shit. Ah!
What is this? Like this is supposed to be interesting.
Oh,
Madonna's pretending she's doing it. She's pretending.
She looks like, dude.
She's air wire dancing.
She looks like she.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. Matt, you wish you could do that. This fucking Madonna looks like she can give a good hump still.
She definitely could.
You know that guy is totally like, oh, man, I'm so in with the fucking celebrities now.
He's like, I'm doing Madonna later.
She's still with the.
Oh, God, it's the shuffling guys.
Oh, dude, I fucking like these guys.
Oh, no.
What is going on?
Ooh, her tits look nice bouncing in that outfit. Don't they, Matt?
They do. They do. All right. 53
years. Oh, this guy's wearing a fucking toga. Look at him.
Look, I'm going to admit this right now. I wish I could break dance like that.
Fuck yeah.
Like, I would just do that all the time. Like, street break dance at Target or something.
Because that would imply you're in shape.
Well, yeah. And coordinated.
Yeah.
Which you are none of the two.
And then I couldn't eat chicken dip.
She's absolutely lip syncing.
Oh, yeah.
They always do.
They have to.
What? No, they don't.
They always do.
I'm gonna
She's
throw
shuffling
too.
She's
shuffling right now.
I love this song. I'm gonna throw it out there.
I'm snuffling.
I gotta admit, I listen to it every morning before work, and then I leave for work, and I'm pumped to go.
It plays in my gym, and I'm just like, I should fucking lift right now.
I should shuffle.
I do shuffle middle of the gym.
Who is this loser?
These guys
it's
are
LMFAO.
This is party rock.
This is party rock.
Help!
What was that dance move? Whose idea was that
shit? I don't know, but it looked like she was doing one of those break the knee gimmicks in wrestling.
She is a big fan of the
wardrobe malfunction.
Really? He just ripped off her shiny skirt. Now she has no.
She got
she
upset
has a
about
black
it.
Skirt. She's like, you dick. That Derek, was expensive.
Derek, can you check out the Wikipedia, please, and see if she is a fan of black dick? Because I think she is.
I think so.
Why are all these women supposed to look Asian?
Is this Gwen Stefani? Gwen Stefani made an appearance.
Oh, that's
Nicki Minaj.
Who the fuck are you?
Ew, who's that thing?
Nicki Minaj à toi. Oh, MIA?
More like Minaj
à
toi.
Oh, I want to hear Paper Planes.
I got to admit, Madonna looks good right
now.
That
is a good song. I just like the very two verses.
I got to admit, Madonna probably has 2 pounds of makeup on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And the other 96 pounds is her.
Yeah. She probably has 2 pounds of fucking cum like stored up
that
in her cooch.
That too. All right, we're down on that. Madonna weighs 94 pounds.
Who is that?
Nicki Minaj is disgusting.
It is Nicki Minaj.
She's disgusting.
Yep.
She needs to seriously die.
Who is that?
That's MIA.
That bitch has a Junos.
Dude, she's Sri Lankan.
She's what?
Sri Lankan.
She thank God there's no DUI checks then.
What is going on?
Oh, X-Men symbol. That's what we're dancing to now.
Here comes Cyclops.
Wolverine.
With the
Hugh
one
Jackman
eyed,
comes
with
out.
With the one-eyed love worm.
How many times is Nicki Minaj going to tell us that she's Nicki Minaj?
I am Nicki Minaj. Nobody fucking cares. Shut up.
Clutch says it's a Gap Old Navy commercial.
There's a gap between Madonna's teeth.
There is. David Letterman gap.
She's got the stray hand girl.
She's got an infant's arm hanging out of her fucking pussy.
Okay.
Oh, God. Imagine if it was waving and then just pulled back in.
Imagine it was waving. Imagine said, hey, what's up?
Hey, 80,000 crowd. What's up?
This is horrendous. It's so embarrassing.
Nicki Minaj has tits, ass, and thighs. That's very true. It's a common fact.
It is.
Whether they're nice or not, not my fucking prerogative. Nah. If you're darker than me, I'm out. She almost said shit.
I spelled that wrong.
Madonna fell.
I want to see a tampon.
Madonna looked like
I want to see a
Big Show trying to get up after
a tampon string right now.
She's like, guys, I just fell. My fucking hip is broken. Help me.
Someone on Facebook that we all know, I'll say his name later, but someone get this fucking cadaver off the stage.
Oh, wow.
Cadaver.
So, like, is Madonna like the Triple H here? Like, she's been around forever. She's still stealing the heat of the up-and-comers. You know, she's got to be in the spotlight, you know?
Do you think when they called her for Super Bowl, they're like, all right, Madonna, we need you to do the halftime show. She just goes, oh, my God, really?
This halftime scheduled for a one fall.
Scheduled for a one fall. Currently in the ring. She looks like Steve number two taking it.
Fuck that.
Oh, I'm just
too
kidding.
Bad I bump like awesome as fuck. Probably the best bumper in the business.
Steve, I'm gonna level with business. You. It does not look like you after you take a bump.
Wow.
This is much more attractive.
I think Chewbacca is actually Miles the Wolfman. I think his name is Brian.
Oh, no. It's that fat
guy. Oh, my God. It's the guy that has seizures. He's having a seizure.
Seizure low.
Rick Ross.
Hashim Ali.
I think that's seizure low.
That's not
low.
Rick Ross.
No, it's seizure low.
Oh, fuck that fat.
He's fat. He's very fat.
I like CeeLo. Be careful.
I like
really?
His, I like,
oh, yeah.
I like that video.
Oh, yeah.
He's awesome.
With the Heartbreakers. His, like, most popular song.
He's slip-syncing, too. What the fuck is this shit?
I don't even know who the fuck CeeLo is.
He's a fat, Green? Black, like, R&B sort of guy.
He was on Gnarls Barkley.
Yeah. I've seen that guy be on, like, a Sprite commercial.
Yeah,
exactly. He should go on a Weight Watchers commercial.
I was going to say, I've seen that guy on America's fucking Top Fat Fuck.
Top Fat Fuck.
What is this, a spaceship?
The Biggest Loser.
They're going to blast out of there and then start the game.
Nope, someone slit Madonna's throat.
They're going to sacrifice her.
It's okay.
I still haven't seen the tampon string I want
to
see.
Oh, man.
You have to have a vagina.
Oh, I knew. I was going to call it. They were going to go to this song.
What is she
doing? This is the outro song. Here's where she sucks black dick.
Outro song.
Oh, look at that guy right there.
She did a costume change like super quick.
What do you mean? She put on a fucking jacket.
Feels like schlong.
Here it comes.
Here it comes.
CeeLo.
Pull his penis out.
He's just sitting there saying, oh, my God, please don't break.
Lift his gut up and pull it out.
CeeLo's like 5 foot tall.
That's why he's
got like He's got like Vienna like, sausages for fingers.
Yeah. 5 foot tall, 5 feet around, 500 pounds.
Exactly.
The 5'5'5 deal.
Of awesomeness.
And he pisses on the back of his belly.
That's right.
Oh, shit.
And he's covered
he's
in
really
tattoos.
He's really singing, though. You
oh, my God. Those people are strong lifting them up like that. How come they got like M&M microphones?
What?
I bet CeeLo wishes he had some M&Ms.
Madonna's like, I'll do the halftime show, but I need a gold motherfucking microphone.
You know, I eat the peanut butter M&Ms because I trick myself into believing that's just pure protein.
You're an
peanut
idiot.
Butter
but
M&Ms
yet
are
you
delicious.
Have a fucking bitch fit about a regular burger.
Yeah.
You eat fucking M&Ms like it's your
for
fucking
protein.
Job.
Eats,
oh, it's protein, bro. It's protein.
He eats peanut butter M&Ms as a source of protein rather than a hamburger.
You know what I say about peanut butter M&Ms?
They're delicious.
I like them better when they were called Reese's Pieces.
How about they are 100 times better than Reese's Pieces?
Doubt it.
Those Reese's
you've probably never had them
I did.
Then.
I had a bag
you
of
ever
them.
Had the peanut oh butter?
Look at this nice. Motherfucker clap.
No. Oh, my God. They're fantastic. What? Look at all those lights.
Whose breasts, CeeLo are, the, can whose clap. Breasts are more supple, Madonna's or CeeLo's?
I would suck on CeeLo. I mean, Madonna's.
Does that CeeLo, does that mean he has, like, low-hanging C-cup
yes.
tits?
C-cup.
My C's.
My
C's. He's got big black nips. Eats a lot of buffalo chicken dip.
Like she's on her knees like a
oh,
fucking
she's
little
getting ready.
Slut.
Well, he's like, I'm going to spray all over this bitch. Watch me.
She's like, I feel bad.
Get up, bitch. Get up. I don't want to kill you.
She's like, you've been oppressed for years, nigga. I'm going to suck your dick.
That's Aretha Franklin with a goatee behind CeeLo.
Yes.
No, CeeLo is Aretha Franklin with a fucking skin cap on.
That's true. This whole like chorus thing, this like gospel people are all like from the local college. You could tell.
Oh, yeah.
They all look like a fucking bunch of losers.
I would leave that dress on her and fuck her from behind.
Yep.
Well, the girls group is going to the Super Bowl.
Those white things look like just long ties.
Oh, thank God she's dead.
Oh, she's dead. She
thank
evaporated.
Fucking God.
They just blew her up.
Finally.
No, all that spray was her fucking
hang on,
dust.
Hang on. Namaste.
What does it say? World what?
World peace.
Great. Good luck. Good luck, Madonna.
It's a fucking phoenix. Namaste.
Namaste. Now is not the proper time.
Now, how over would it have been if that just was a giant swastika right there?
All right, you can mute this now.
That was it?
Yeah, what else did you want?
You know how much money she probably got paid for that garbage?
Probably at least $1 million.
She didn't do shit.
No, she stung her own by a bunch of black people. And,
oh, Fatstina Aguilera.
Didn't she go crazy and burn her house down
she
and kill
went
her
nuts.
Kid?
She did go nuts.
She killed her kids.
Didn't she? I
she's
don't know.
So fat now. She actually would cause that kind of ripple on the ground.
Well, that she's must be really that must be a really anymore, long man. Fucking rope to fit around her that many times.
Wow. She's back on that shit. She's fucking
speaking
doing heroin.
Speaking of Fatstina Aguilera,
oh boy.
Oh, you have a fucking story about her?
I do.
Oh my God, what a segue right
she
there.
She was at an Etta James memorial singing, doing well, and somebody noticed, and there's pictures of it. Some sort of strange dark liquid pouring down her leg.
Oh God, diarrhea.
People were saying either it was period blood or diarrhea or something.
Was it cum?
They kind of said that it was a spray tan and that
okay.
she sweat. And
well, Betty White's on screen, so.
Oh, I would fuck her. Oh, Betty White, I want your ass.
So basically, they're saying she had spray tan.
I just want
to mouth fuck
the shit
out of her.
Spray tan that much?
Yeah.
That's
no,
disgusting.
That doesn't happen.
They just sure. like fucking but shotgun bullets.
I mean, it wasn't
right
like pouring down her leg.
Yeah,
there's
like
two lines, trickles going down her leg, but it's pretty obvious.
It was pissy shit blood. That's what it was.
It was shitty mixture. Piss blood.
Look at this little kid right here.
I ain't got no home. I ain't got no parents. I'm fucking full of
he's
AIDS.
Like, they got me out to tribe, and I got some food, and I'm at the Super Bowl.
Here you go, motherfucker.
Thanks, little blackhead. Peace out, Gail.
Dude, look at wait this a minute. Is all that shit off the fucking field already?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
History.
Look at this little Negro's name. High five. High five to the white people.
No, that was
and
before.
Look at this lovely
started.
Little Negro. Isn't he precious?
Yeah, this stuff's still there.
Bob J. Fox.
But they're doing it pretty quick.
He suffered by oppression, poorness,
Shapiro,
and AIDS.
Shapiro wants to know if her spray tan was bad as Miz's was at the Royal Rumble.
Ugh, that was awful.
I didn't really want to get a spray tan.
No, you don't.
I've gotten a couple.
You're just getting a real tan.
You're already tan enough.
This is pale for me.
Dude, you're tan enough.
I sit there in days and go, oh, my God, I'm so fucking pale.
Dude, in comparison to you, Matt,
spray tan does not look good ever.
Matt,
not
once
no,
character
does.
From
not
the movie.
Not once in history.
The day after your first shower, it looks good.
Oh.
Matt, the main character from Powder looks tan compared to you.
It's true.
He does.
You mean Powder?
Oh, yeah, shit.
So,
I've been drinking. So, XXL Stina is dripping.
Dripping spray tan down her
unidentified
leg.
I can
see the spray tan though. She, you know, she's got some big ass thighs and fucking.
Why is she spray
there.
Tanning like her inner thigh?
You would.
You gotta
spray tan everywhere.
Over. You gotta even.
I make
even
sure
coding.
I lift. The
Why would she do
lift?
That right before she went on stage though?
She's a dope.
Okay. Well,
it's bronzer.
Yeah.
Sublime. It's gonna be killer.
Shapiro says I'm a Jewish ginger. I can't tan, so I stopped trying. So I asked him if the Torah allows tanning.
Ooh.
Seriously, I want to know that.
Jews can't tan.
I want to know for real. He put, oh, he spelled Torah correctly for me. And then he put, who gives a fuck?
Oh, how did you spell it?
I put T-O-R-A. Oh, sorry. I don't know. I've never been to Hebrew school, man.
Neither have I.
But so here's what? Matipedia. You know it doesn't exist? Stevepedia. Do you know why?
You know it doesn't exist?
Do you know why?
T-O-R-A doesn't exist.
Do you know why it doesn't exist, Steve?
Why, Sean?
Because you're dumb.
Fuck off.
Wow.
I knew that was coming a mile.
Is the game back on?
No.
Derek, you excited?
Who gives a shit?
What?
I said, who gives a shit?
Derek, the big match is on.
Oh, the big game matchup.
This corny.
The big event.
Eli's a great pitcher back.
How many score downs are there?
All right, so Christina Aguilera, she's done.
Every time my phone locks, it logs me out of this fucking chat. It's so fucking annoying.
Who's the nickelback for the Giants?
What was I saying to you, Steve?
Oh.
I got it here.
Yeah, pull up your text messages.
Yeah, because I was asking if he was ready for some football. And he put, yay, home scores. And I put field touches. And he put, Eli is a great pitcher back. And I put, he's got a great short back defense, but he has to work on his free ball counter. I just made that up.
Boo.
And I bet you it's true. California man was shot for singing a country song.
Really?
Yep.
Was it the Good Old Boy song?
It was a Kenny Chesney song.
Oh.
William Aller Jr. was singing, and the shooter was his 70-year-old father.
I was hoping that it was Trace Atkins, a honky-tonk.
Look at these chinker-chanks.
Wait, were they black?
What?
Were they black people?
I don't know.
Thank God.
Do we have a name again?
If we have a name, we can guess pretty good.
William Aller?
I don't know. That's a hard one.
Junior and senior?
That can go either way.
He says he can't remember which of the country stars' tunes he was singing when his father opened fire. The music got him so worked up, though. He grazed his son with 5 bullets. With
five? He's like, dance now, bitch.
With the 6-1 lodging in the would-be singer's shoulder.
Damn.
He's now recovering and says that he doesn't have total movement back in his shoulder, but he expects that he will.
And will he be able to, you know, get back up on stage in front of people again?
Son, keep fucking singing. I missed those 5 on purpose.
It seems that his father, Aller Sr., was recovering from 2 strokes at the time of the shooting. This is a fucked up family.
Were they different strokes?
No, my
God.
For different folks.
But those are the facts of life.
Different strokes it takes. Different strokes to shoot your son.
Oh, shit.
Speaking of you and Steve texting, I have known... Matt, how long have we known each other?
Me and you? When you were the pool boy for Tommy Forrest?
Yeah, that too.
Oh, close to 10 years.
We literally just exchanged numbers yesterday.
Yeah.
Which, meaning I gave Matt mine. He didn't give me his.
I texted you.
Did you?
No, you didn't. You
I
fucking
don't know, Matt,
liar.
Sean, you did sign back out of the chat room again.
See, because my fucking phone locks. See? Look at this. And I got to fucking log back in. I don't hear any of this fucking chat. All I get is, oh, you have entered the chat lobby. No fucking shit.
Oh, I'll text you again.
Text me.
Maybe I didn't.
So... What else you got to tell you?
Oh.
What happened?
I have an interview with this guy if you want to hear it.
Ooh, oh. Let's hear it. I want to hear his voice because then I'll be able to get a good assumption if he's white or black.
We never explained.
I can just tell you from the video.
Never explained.
Now to a KRCR News Channel 7 exclusive.
Let us guess what.
We caught up with the Shingletown man who deputies say was shot by his dad over karaoke. As KRCR News Channel 7's Chelsea Kay found out, the song William Aller Jr. was singing was won by country music star Kenny Chesney.
Faggot.
That was it?
Goes my life.
Is that him singing or is it Kenny Chesney?
Jr. couldn't recall which
He's
Kenny Chesney
guy.
Song he was trying to duplicate. But deputies say it enraged his father so much that he shot his son multiple times.
It's not restricting me too much. I'm still sore. I don't have total movement. But
White.
I'm sure I will.
Yes.
I'm okay.
Oh, good.
I want my dad to be okay.
Aller Jr. was grazed by 5 bullets and tells me one is still in his shoulder.
I want Despite my the near death back. Experience,
William says his dad is a loving man who even coached his singing.
It is totally out of character. And the last thing I want to see is my dad in trouble or prison for something that truly I believe he didn't know maybe what he was doing at the time.
William told us his dad is recovering from two recent strokes and that might have contributed to the shooting.
I mean, this is only a guess, but I'm thinking it might have did something to his brain.
William just hopes his dad's punishment
just a guess. He don't need to spend his last days in prison or jail. He needs to spend them with his family.
Maybe like a fucking hospital.
He's crying.
We're in a shooting range. He's a terrible shot.
Yeah.
He's a smart man.
Oh, yeah,
and
he's smart.
I wish him the best. I love him.
And I want to fuck him.
We'll
we wish
love
him the
him.
Best in his future endeavor.
Oh my God. Jesus
Christ.
Mother. That was the end of, that was the end of that interview.
Holy shit.
Dad starts back.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
Wow. He has a machine gun. She ain't a
fool in me. I want to shoot the scream.
Jesus.
He was just getting into the music.
Whoa.
Ah, dead.
Oh.
Dance, fucker.
Shut up.
Move them boots.
I'm trying to sleep.
I just can't believe this didn't happen in, like, Tennessee.
Oh, God.
She thinks my tractor is sexy. Oh. Here on the East Coast, it's your fucking rice burners. Out in the Midwest, it's your tractor with them fucking 72s.
That's enough. 72s. I'm seriously going to blow something up.
Under my 72-inch rims, I got spinners on my tractor.
Oh!
I'm gonna fucking grow tobacco.
Did you ever hear that Red Solo Cup song?
No.
Oh, no.
It is fucking awful.
Go Red Solo Cub?
Cup.
Cup.
Oh.
It's like, you know, like when you go drinking, well, when you guys were younger and then that probably won't work. You probably didn't use Red Solo Cups, did you?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, they still have them.
Yeah.
Well, they exist, believe it
or
not.
Oh, they existed when you guys were around? Oh, shit. Of course. I thought they were, you know, at least 50 years old.
Wow.
But yeah, I have it right here if you want to listen.
Oh, it's the fucking worst.
What is this?
It's a Solo Cup song. Now, Red Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. Hey, Red Solo the chorus Cup makes me want to wish AIDS upon myself.
I know. Dude, I'm going to go infect myself with it right now.
Right? They are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac kiss my ass. Red Solo Cup.
I fill you up. Let's have a party. And this is Tim McGraw.
Let's have a party and off ourselves because this is fucking awful.
This is Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
Like, this guy's, like, you know, basically famous in the world of country songs.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much famous.
Yeah. And basically he said, you know what? How do I shit on my career? How do I squat over my career and just let out a fucking super soaker shit?
Now, would it be illegal if I just took this song and made it my own and just changed it to Blue fucking Solo Cup?
I think so.
Well, that'd make you Juice Solo Cup.
Wow.
Juice Solo Cup.
What if I wanted to call it the Han Solo Cup?
Dude, Derek, all you post in your fucking Facebook is Star Wars shit.
Wow.
So?
I like Star Wars.
I like slap bass.
Red Han Solo.
Let's have a party.
You know what? You're right. It is bad.
Yep. Isn't it a bad fucking song? And everyone's like, oh my God, have you heard this song?
Oh my God, it's horrendous.
It's awesome. I love it. I'm like, oh my God, let me hear it. It's 10 seconds in, I'm like, really? This is. Yeah, that's how I feel. 10 seconds in, just shoot them in the face.
History.
Oh, the fucking worst.
New country music is all pretty bad.
Yep. I can't believe I don't have the shit yet.
Hans? I can't believe it either. Oh, yeah. I think we might go the whole show without somebody shitting.
What time is it? I could possibly make another
Han Solo Cup. I slice you up. Nice.
Oh, man.
Oh, I just lost my phone. Oh, I'm still logged in. Nice one.
Damage.
Third and inches. They're third and inches.
They got third and inches.
Oh, I thought it said 3 inches. And I was like, oh, my God, me too.
Damn.
Just kidding. Oh, my God, that's huge.
Wide, right?
I'm just putting myself over, giving myself a little more credit than I deserve. 2.2.
That guy's enjoying the game.
Well, Clutch took a shit, so.
Oh. Ooh. He just got back?
Yeah, so he is the Superb Owl winner. He shit.
Steve, where's your wife? I need another drink.
Superb. Yeah, really?
I'm waiting for my beer. I told that bitch before she went upstairs to get me a beer.
Oh, shit. Bitch.
Speaking of that bitch, today she was. I was making breakfast, and she was cleaning up, and I whipped my shit out. My dick out, not shit. Yeah. And I was like, look at this motherfucker right here. And
oh, my God, tell me she blew you.
No, she went and got a fucking tape measure.
Oh, yeah? What were the results?
She measured me flaccid.
Well, I don't want to talk about it, guys. I think
some people at their peak performance would be happy with what I am. Flaccid, believe it or not.
Sure. Are they Asians that would be happy with that?
Yes, exactly.
I think you talk into the mic and not on the side of the mic.
Yeah, that was into the mic.
Straight up. No,
you fucking have the mic tilted like an ass.
Is
she behind me?
It's not one of those microphones.
She's fucking behind. I fucking got her. Look at that.
Yes, give me a beer.
No, believe me, you got to talk into it. Like straight into it.
Head on.
Is that better?
Yes.
I like to go a little bit of half and half.
Well, there's the two kinds of flaccid. There's the
full ice though. Full ice. Oh wait, can I get her take on it? So you were, is this today?
Yeah.
She got the.
What happened while you were making breakfast?
No, cleaning up breakfast.
Cleaning up after breakfast.
Were the kids there?
No.
No, of course
please,
not.
Please explain what happened.
I don't know.
This is an interview. Go ahead.
I would like to hear about your experience.
I don't want
to
embarrass them.
Oh
wow.
Oh, what were the results?
She means by talking about it.
Oh, wait. Talking about what?
Nothing. His 2-incher?
She taped him out.
He fucking told us what happened, so I just want to hear from your mouth.
He was shaking his shit at me.
And?
Not my shit, my dick.
Well, that's the same thing.
Sean, you signed out of the
chat
room.
Am I supposed to say the measurement?
No.
Well, I mean,
that's between you and
no,
I.
No, stop it.
That
you were supposed between to you say and what I. You did. You didn't have to like say it like that.
I got the measuring tape out and measured it.
There you go.
Now, Steve, did you just stand there and let this happen?
Yeah, I was like, well, fuck it.
If someone comes at me with a tape measure and I'm flaccid, I'm fucking heel-kicking bitches and running.
So you're saying you're a grower?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Grower, not a shower?
Yeah, absolutely.
I was feeling good.
I kind of feel bad
that's
until
how you
showers.
Get it. That's kind of how you get into those pink tights.
Exactly.
Wait, hang on a second. Sean, let's put it this way. If I wasn't feeling up to par, I would have ran away. Like, get that fucking thing away from me.
Yeah,
but I was feeling good, so sure. I was just like, go ahead.
What, did you have a good breakfast? You're like, yeah, go ahead. Get that fucking tape measure. Measure those tiny
those eggs were great. Take a look at this.
I wasn't cold.
You weren't cold.
No, it was that
shrinking?
That's what I'm saying. There's two different kinds of flaccid. There's that one, like, I fell into an ice-cold bath, you know, flaccid. Then there's the relaxed flaccid.
Relaxed. Yeah, I was relaxing.
Yeah, go ahead, measure it.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just hanging there.
Uh-huh. It's already average.
I'm going to throw it out there. I feel bad for showers.
Why?
Because like with growers, you're like, oh, look what's still to come. Boom, there it is. And the girls sitting with showers like, oh, what's going to come next? Oh, it's the same fucking thing.
It just stands
up. It's smaller.
Up.
It's just looking at
How
me.
How is it smaller?
It's the same thing just looking at me.
Just looking right at me. What the fuck?
Yeah.
It's still tiny.
So tell me more about. Hang on 1 second, real quick, because Clutch wants to know something here.
How tiny your dick is.
No, he's seen Jamie's AVI or whatever they call that. Right on Twitter.
You put your tits on Twitter?
No, AVI. Her display picture on
her
Twitter.
AVI.
Now
her avatar.
Now, I know, and she has been told before that she looks like a certain celebrity.
Oh boy.
But he thinks that she looks more like another celebrity and nothing like the one that she's been told before she looks like.
Please don't ask who she looks like.
She's been told before in the past, and
oh
I can
God.
See it when you put like her face next to the other one, that she looks like Jennifer.
George Anderson. Clooney. Oh.
She has Jennifer Anderson features in her face.
Okay. No.
Okay. But anyway, but he thinks
no,
that she looks
on.
Like Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Who the fuck is that?
From Saved by the Bell.
I could go more towards that.
More towards what? Can you do a side by side picture?
Tiffany Amber Thiessen, but still no.
It's the chin.
Closer to Tiffany Amber Thiessen, but definitely not Jennifer.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen and your wife probably both had fucking semen dripping off that stupid chin.
Sure.
I mean, I would take either or. I'm not complaining.
Jennifer Aniston or Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Oh,
or your wife.
Wait, which one is she on fucking Saved by the Bell?
What?
Kelly.
Kelly, the main one,
right? Cheerleader.
Oh, yeah, I'd stick in her cooter.
Oh, yep. Fuck yeah.
And then she was the super slut on 90210.
I'd TF them butt cheeks.
Yeah, thank you, my man. My Jew boy Shapiro says that you definitely are similar to both.
All right, well, tell Shapiro to get off fucking online and go get laid and stop hitting on your wife.
Damn.
Yeah, what are you doing, Shapiro? You gonna be at Bloomfield?
Good, take stickers.
Bloomfield being my next wrestling show. That I'll be
no,
at.
It's not, dumbass. It's Union.
Oh yeah.
It used to be a nice arcade in Bloomfield.
Local reference. Local reference. The Giants are down big right now. By the way,
are you gonna fucking make my drink or no?
I'm waiting for my beer
so,
still.
So what were the results of the tape?
Ice, half vodka, half Red Bull.
We never got the results.
Oh yeah, how'd it go? Did he have a tiny penis or big penis?
By a show of fingers. How many inches?
Why do you guys care?
None.
None. No inches. You have a fucking vagina.
Just type the flaccid number in the chat room. That's it.
Oh, sweet. Wait, let me log in. Let me log in. I got to unlock my phone. Yeah.
Unlock the flaccid
Steve,
number.
Stop telling him to put 8, all right?
Well, I'm just going to say it, so.
I'm just going to say it.
I'm in the waiting. Chat too, you know.
Bloomfield. Shut up, Steve.
I'm not in the chat.
Get on your phone.
I wish I could get in reception. Chat, but I can't.
Can you type this fucking number? And don't make him seem bigger than he is.
Yeah, my freaking text won't go to Sean. Let me try to resend it. I got a fart.
5. Oh, dude.
That's limp, dude.
Farted.
What's funny about that's limp?
I still beat him flaccid.
Get out of here, Matt, you fat pig.
That was the last time you even saw your dick.
Last night?
Drew Kaboom. Last night. He hasn't watched it or looked at it today.
Can I fucking have... All right. I'll be back because I have to make my own fucking drink because someone's too busy.
Damn.
So that was just regular dick swinging right there. Running through the woods and shit.
Running through the woods.
Wildlife lumber.
Clutch said so much for a big surprise.
Yeah. Oh. Steve. Wah, wah. Next message in the chat. Steve, are you Asian?
No.
Are you a shemale?
Oh, you asshole.
Oh, what the douche.
Motherfucker, you.
Oh,
since she typed it in the chat room and nobody else is in the chat room, you can go ahead and say the number.
It was 5.
5 inches, weak and flaccid.
But
I'm
you
proud
pretty
of
much
that.
Said, you just said earlier, dude, I was feeling good.
Yeah, no, just like
dude, I was awesome. I was fucking had a semi going on.
No, it wasn't even a semi. It was
and I was
swinging,
fucking
hanging.
Good. I had fucking eggs and turkey
dude, just
bacon.
A fucking egg white omelet and
dude,
turkey
actually,
bacon.
Dude, actually, I did. I just got done eating eggs and turkey bacon.
I had eggs and turkey bacon. I said, fuck it, give me the yolks.
You had a little protein wiener going on.
This is the actual measuring tape.
Oh. That's the actual measuring tape.
Whoop.
Smell it, Sean.
Steve's little dick, you measure small. Let's have a
I actually, I measure flaccid, but you probably fucking measure
I think
solid.
You got solid.
Solid.
Whatever, this kid gets his asshole eaten now, and you don't.
Oh, my God.
I very easily could if I was into that.
Butthole's a magic word.
I very easily could.
Very easily could.
It's like your wife
super
is walking
freak.
Out.
Let's
super
find
freak.
Out. JMA.
It's super feces.
Jamie, can you come here real quick?
All right, that's enough of the Rampage's love life.
Yeah, that's enough of that shit. Give me the beer.
Speaking of Asians and sex, Matt sent me this lovely story.
Oh, my
love
goodness.
It.
A teacher has been arrested for abusing a girl in a horrifying game called the Lollipop Game.
This sounds horrible already.
A California teacher has been arrested for blindfolding a second grader and forcing her to perform oral sex on him, calling it the Lollipop Game.
A second grader.
Second? What? How old is that?
7.
7 or 8 years old?
Jesus Christ.
Too old for me. Just kidding. Not a pedophile.
Wow.
You should have mixed it. Cause
this was an Asian?
Yes, he is very Asian. His name is Nyang Yang.
I was going to say that's like a year per inch, but definitely not with the Asian.
Nyang Yang is his name. Mom noticed that her daughter wasn't on the playground having PE with the other kids. When she asked about it, her daughter said she'd been playing the Lollipop Game alone in the classroom with her teacher, in which he blindfolded her and let her taste different lollipops.
And this stupid-ass bitch fell for it.
Based on her description, authorities were worried abuse was involved, so they searched Yang's classroom. Found a cell phone with photos and video of the girl performing oral sex on him.
Oh, no.
On several occasions dating back to January 3rd.
Oh, holy shit.
He's now in jail awaiting hearing.
Anybody realize, why was the mom just sitting outside the playground? She a fucking predator,
she
too?
She was waiting for her turn.
When the fuck
where are these fucking lollipops? I want some.
No, you're too old. We represent the Lollipop Game.
Oh, my God. Clutch actually did that. I represent the Lollipop Game.
We represent.
I'd like to welcome you to Chink Dickland. Chink Dickland.
He could be charged with child molestation, sexual abuse of a child, and possession of child porn, and getting up to 30 years in prison.
He could be.
That's all.
Could be. You know how about that? He absolutely will be, and we'll never hear from him again. How about that? How about that? And then he's going to play the lollipop game in prison.
Innocent until proven guilty, huh?
Yeah, you know what? He did it. He did it.
He loves little chinkies.
Oh, number one motherfucker.
Oh, number one mother sucker.
Number one sucker.
Number one dum-dum.
Brian Shapiro wants to know what she thought the lollipop tasted like.
Does it have that? Does that?
No.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Is this
one lollipop tastes like penis.
This one tastes like a dick.
This one tastes like a dick that's been in an asshole.
Yeah, like what would happen like if she had a real lollipop at home?
That's true.
These taste much better than Professor Yang's lollipops. His tastes like cock.
His tastes like freaking salmon, man.
You're Asian. Come on.
Cream of some young guy.
Really?
Who flung dung?
Oh, Lord.
Yes. So that's gross.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's really gross.
I can't think of any more Asian penis jokes right now.
They're small.
You know what's crazy? She put her mouth around it, which means that there was the bigger top and it should be a stick bottom. And she thought it was a lollipop.
You're kind of right there.
So his dick had to be like Q-tip thickness.
It's pretty small.
Yeah.
Steve, is that you?
What?
Is that you in Asia, Mr. Ying Yang?
What are you talking about?
You're an asshole.
I'm not in jail.
Huh? Mr. Ding Dang?
What?
Number one motherfucker.
I just don't understand. Like, I mean, no prior record of this. You know, no.
No, they're saying he was a trusted teacher. And
did
blah,
you just
blah,
see
blah.
That? I'm sorry. Did anybody see this field goal?
What field goal? What?
He literally kicked it. It kind of.
What happened?
What's going on?
It hit the left fucking upright. Yeah.
No, it didn't.
It did.
It did. Watch.
And it didn't. Whoops. Oh.
Oh, I thought it did.
It looked like it from the angle.
Thank you.
Looked like it from the angle.
Oh, Steve, while you're at it over there, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. The angle, the dangle. Ooh.
Oh, he's checking out black chick. Oh, she's not a black chick.
No,
hello.
Not.
Who are you?
Oh, my God. She's a fucking
eyebrows.
Vampire.
Nice eyebrows.
I'm going to fuck you. You're Oklahoma's the word.
It's bad enough we have this on. Do we have to comment on stuff that no one else can see?
Ooh.
We did that with Madonna. We could do it for...
Well, at least we had the volume up and everyone knew what
it's
was going
actually
on.
Sexier that I can't hear what she's saying.
Yeah.
She probably has some kind of shitty accent.
Ooh.
She probably does.
And she has a scorpion on the back of her neck. Then she takes in the asshole.
Oh, yeah.
Whoops.
Ooh.
What the hell is going on?
She's dripping some latte... what? Wait a minute.
Ooh.
What is...
Jamie, get that tape measure out.
Oh, she wasn't there. Son of a bitch!
The car.
Damn it!
Where's the cream on the hood?
Oh,
that Abarth.
What the fuck are you?
Is supposed to make Fiat. You think of a hot Spanish.
I actually think that car's pretty cool.
It is 100%. That car is not going to suck my dick, so I don't care about it.
Nope.
I like that car, and I would fuck it right in the tailpipe.
Damn.
Wow.
Anyway, back to reality.
Yeah.
She looks familiar. Let's stop watching.
Yeah. Right. Please. What are we, fucking Cousin Joe?
Wow. Got that?
Ooh.
Got that, Cousin Joe?
Ooh.
And we are the Cousin Joe show because he used to talk about his penis all the time.
That's right.
My penis?
No, Cousin Joe used to talk about his penis all the time.
No, no, let's talk about your tiny penis.
You wish that you had a 4-inch flaccid dick, bro.
Now it's four.
Now we're just cutting down.
What was it?
Five.
Oh, no, I don't want to talk about it now. No, it's three.
Another one of Matt's favorite stories. Corpse sits among oblivious video gamers for 9 hours in Taiwan Internet Cafe.
What?
Were you in fucking Taiwan? I knew it.
A Taiwanese man who died while playing video games at an internet cafe appeared to have gone unnoticed by fellow gamers for up to 9 hours. The 23-year-old checked in at the cafe on Tuesday night, was found dead, but still rigidly on a chair with his hand stretched out following night by a waitress.
Pre-existing heart condition.
The waitress last saw him talking on the phone around noon on Wednesday, and his body had apparently been sitting there for up to 9 hours.
Dead.
Without any of the 30 other people in the cafe noticing.
30 other participants.
Cardiac arrest triggered by low temperatures.
Okay.
That's weird.
Sean, is that your dad on TV?
It looks like him.
Anyway, yeah, You know what? You hear about these stories, and you got to wonder why.
Absolutely. 23 years old. You figure he's in fucking, he's basically bulletproof.
You bulletproof.
Know? For the most part, he's young. There should be no reason
Where
why
he has
heart
again?
Problems.
Taiwan.
I am bulletproof now.
Mm-hmm.
Taipei, Taiwan. Nobody shoot me.
New Taipei, Taiwan.
New.
New Taipei.
Since the British whatever. I don't know.
Sure.
I mean, I could understand like being alone, like in your house, playing, I don't know, 60, 70 hours straight, not taking like a sip of water, you know, not urinating and dying.
I mean, at least this guy had like a cardiac arrest or something, and he didn't just starve himself to death.
I can't see either of that. At one point, I'd be like, you know what, I'm going to press pause because I'm hungry, you know?
You'd be surprised. You get so involved, you actually don't even realize it.
I wouldn't be surprised. I can't get that involved.
I think that's why the pause button exists to begin with. Some of those games, most of those games on Nintendo. Oh, John Stamos.
Sean just got a boner because of John Stamos.
Actually, the real reason I got stoked because I love Oikos.
Okay.
And John Stamos.
So.
Oh, man. Did she just headbutt him?
She did. That fucking cunt.
She just gave him a head.
She got nice boobies.
Nice one, Steve.
What was I saying?
I don't know.
I don't know.
There's John Stamos. Sorry.
Something about pause buttons.
Buttons.
I mean, those games on Nintendo, you didn't have save states. You had to play the whole way through.
Yep.
You know, you have to be good and beat them fast. Like, beat them within 12 hours.
Or you'll die.
Or you will die. Your game will be over.
I remember I was on the last stage of Mario 3.
Oh, boy.
And I had to go have dinner, and I left it on. Came back, froze.
What?
Yep. Froze.
What?
How pissed were you?
I was very pissed.
Mm.
I was about to throw down.
You like came back and was like,
yeah, it was just like, it was all blocky. All and, yeah. I was like, no.
You know, my dad was never interested in anything I was. The only game he ever played was Excitebike. How horrendous is that?
That is horrendous.
But I mean, Excitebike rules. I love making my own stages, and it was always the big jumps.
The big jumps.
Gotta have the big jumps.
Was never an Excitebike fan. Friend. I didn't like that on Facebook. No, I never really gave two shits about that game.
Which one?
Excitebike.
You weren't alive yet.
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
Was this for Nintendo?
Yep.
Nope, I was a Sega guy.
Sega.
Sean doesn't know of a system called Nintendo.
Wait, do you call it Sega or Sega?
Sega.
Sega? Like S-E-G-G-A?
I don't know. Sega? Sega.
Like a cigarette?
Sega. Like a cigarette. Nice. Nice one. I'm going to start calling from that one.
Cigarette, yeah.
Hey, we got a cigarette.
Sega, like S-A-Y.
Yeah.
Sega, oh, like gay.
There's a booger on my nose. I can see
that's
it
Jerry
eye.
Seinfeld on TV now. By the way,
there is a booger on your nose. Ew.
You see it?
Yeah.
Gross. Anyway.
I can see him. I can't.
Derek is definitely looking up stuff for us to talk about.
Can you Google Rolling Stones urinal?
Why?
Because it's fantastic. Oh, now I fucking see it.
I can see it too. It's blatant.
Oh my god, I'm gonna barf. What the fuck?
Sean's picking his nose for people that don't.
It's a bash.
Yeah, but he pulled it out like it was like that thing, like goop that you get in the mail when stuff's stuck.
Yeah, it didn't want to leave.
Peel shit. Oh.
It didn't want to leave his nostril.
No, okay, right. It was hanging on for dear life.
Gotcha.
Dude, I will punch you in the face. I don't care if you are a wrestler, I will kick you right in the throat.
Jamie, can I have a paper towel?
He's got a booger in his hand, Jamie. You don't even want him moving right now.
It's like a full-on, like, Stimpy booger.
Magic nose goblins.
Yeah, it is.
We're good now.
Nose goblins.
Check the loops. Check the hoops. You're good.
It's my magic nose goblins, Ren.
Let's see if she'll wipe my finger.
Battletoads was awesome, by the way.
Yes.
Shapiro says it reminds him of Battletoads.
She's fucking doing it. Battletoads.
Oh, no. She's putting it on the booger.
Ooh.
Oh.
Car starter trip. Yeah, the Battletoads arcade game was a lot of fun. And then they made it on Genesis and Nintendo. Mm-hmm. And the Nintendo version was better.
Eat shit.
The regular Nintendo version.
Matt was always
was
anti-Sega because.
No, the regular Nintendo version was better than the Genesis version.
It wasn't.
And it was.
No, you're right. It was.
I never played any of them.
My new wrestling name should be Nikki Sega because I can call my fans Sega.
Oh, you said Nikki.
Nikki? No. Nikki. I'm tan. I'm not that dark.
Nikki. You did say Nikki.
You did.
Nikki.
Definitely said Nikki. Yeah.
There's got a lot of black people on the football field.
Nice.
He wants to feel like he's part of it.
Nick Nags. Nick Nag, Paddy Whack.
Give a dog a boner.
Whoa.
Because he's flaccid.
Can you look up these Rolling Stone urinals for me, please?
Yeah, what did I send? I sent it.
Really?
About?
You've not seen this yet?
Nope.
I sent it to Steve the other day.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Why would you send it to him? You should send it to me.
Yeah,
because I don't have your fucking phone number.
Oh, we got to exchange numbers.
Well, you've only known Derek for like 10 books.
That's where we are. We're just Facebook friends now. Or?
Yeah, no, that's pretty fine. Much. You're lucky with that.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
So this is it, huh?
What's that?
The famous mouth-shaped urinals and Rolling Stones memorabilia have got a museum in Germany in hot water after several women complained the pee receptacles are demeaning to females.
Why is that?
Why is that? Oh, because roughly, they can't sit on them.
Roughly 12 women have complained about the urinals, calling for their removal. I'm assuming because it's
they can't pee
a woman's mouth.
Peeing it's into like, a woman's mouth?
Yeah.
So?
One angry lady claims her beef stems from the tongue or lack thereof.
Her beef can fall into the tongue.
Saying if it had been based on the emblem of the stones with the tongue, it would have been okay. But the tongue's been left out, so they really just look like women's mouths.
Oh.
Hmm.
I want to pee in it.
I want to stick my dick in it.
Right? I just want to go there and be like, I want to pee in this bitch's
mouth.
I mean,
it is just it's just a woman's mouth. Okay. That you pee into.
If you kind of close one eye and just kind of like close your one eye mostly, it kind of looks like you're getting a blowy.
Yeah, okay, mm-hmm. All right.
Well, according to Steve, he would need something that big to give him a blowy.
It's true.
Dick.
yes, with your dick.
Yes, penises.
What if you take a dump into the urinal?
That would be funny.
Shit in its mouth.
I really wanted to one time. So bad, just one time. I just wanted to deuce in a fucking urinal.
Spray paint it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've upper deckered fucking hotels like it's my job. God.
All right. Well, my normal job, I had to clean out things like that all the time.
Well, you don't work at the hotels I've stayed in, so
it's not fun. It's not fun to clean that shit.
Hashtag Philadelphia Econo Lodge. Don't go in the room.
It's still got shit in there, probably.
Hashtag Econo Lodge. Don't ever go there. Why would you go to an Econo Lodge?
We were going to a wrestling show. We were going to Ring of Honor show, and not as like fans. We were going to work.
Oh,
and they didn't have room for us in a card. So
that didn't happen.
We went there. Stayed at the Econo Lodge, and we get there, and it says breakfast buffet available. We're like, oh, continental breakfast. Two fucking words.
Continental breakfast is the worst thing ever,
wet.
By the way.
It makes me wet.
Might as well just say old bagels and little boxes of cereal.
No, it's even worse. Go ahead, John.
It gets worse. So we go to the front desk in the morning, hungover as shit. And I get there, we go, where's the continental breakfast? And he goes, oh, it's right across the parking lot at the Best Western.
Sure.
So we have to go to another hotel for your breakfast?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We share breakfasts.
Breakfasts.
And I'm like, really? I'm like, fuck this. We're robbing this motherfucker blind.
Damn. So
my all pockets possible were filled with cheese Danishes. Cheese Danish galores.
I hope they were wrapped.
Boy, thank you. Yes. Kev steals like this massive amount of food as well.
At Corey Havoc.
And eventually we get back to the room. We're getting ready to leave to go to the show, and it was our last night there.
And somebody's like, do you have an extra cheese Danish by any chance?
Mm-hmm. Oh. I was like, whoosh.
I happen to have several.
So we're getting ready to leave, and we're like, ah, fuck this. So we took like all the box springs and put them on top of the mattresses, made the bed again really nice. And then we were leaving. I'm like, wait. A, I have to shit. B, this hotel sucks, so I'll be back.
Cool.
You left the shit there?
Yes, and then we ran and said, we have to get the fuck out of here.
Because it was that bad?
And then drove through downtown Philly, which was terrifying.
Yeah, I used to live there.
You lived in the fucking gay projects.
Downtown.
Downtown, right? No.
No.
Center City.
So, just one more story of this little tidbit. We're at a traffic light, and I've never seen a window washer before. Like, just random homeless motherfuckers that stand there and go... Ch-ch-ch-ch.
Yeah, and they won't let you pass unless you pay them.
So it's us in one lane, a lady in like a red SUV in another lane. So this dark fellow comes out, just gives her the and she's like, oh, no, thank you. No, just.
No, mine are clean.
Just stop.
They're clean already.
And he's fucking newspapering the shit out of the windshield. She's like, just stop. And then she looks at us and we look at her. And we're like, and we giggle. This toothless, homeless black guy looks at us dead in the face and goes, fuck those motherfuckers. And he's like 6 inches from our window.
Wow.
And first thing was, great, I shit my pants again. Second thing was, we need to get the fuck out of here. Light turned green. Next thing you know, light turns green. On the way, shit myself. Literally. Wow. I was incredibly scared.
Because you thought you were going to get jumped by a black guy.
Well,
just upper decked your car?
A, I am just terrified of black people in general.
Oh, hello.
B, he was very close to us. Only glass separated us from the animal.
That's fucking great.
Wow.
I ran over a monkey, I think, at Great Adventure one time.
Well, then don't run over black people.
Yeah, that your story reminded me of that. Wait, what?
What?
Yes.
Anyway, yeah.
Two beer drunk Steve sucks.
I've had like four.
Next story.
What do you got, Derek? Go.
Scratch and sniff jeans. Smell of raspberries and can be worn for months without washing.
Is it on the crotch?
Hate doing laundry? Then a new range of scratch and sniff jeans may be just what you're looking for.
Oh, shit,
the denims, which smell of raspberries, have been designed so they can be worn for months without being washed.
Raspberries.
But buyers might sniff at the price. They have just gone on sale at Liberty and Selfridges, is obviously UK, for £135 a pair.
That's $200.
Pretty much.
Oh, man. I was really on board until you said that.
That's $200.
The raspberry effect is created by coating the fabric with tiny scented capsules. Every time the denim is scratched, it releases a fruity fragrance. Oddly enough, the company I work for does that. The
gross.
Encapsulation.
Do they make the jeans?
No, but we make the beaded encapsulation that they use.
And they shove them in their fucking Wrangler's ball sack area.
Yes.
The beaded encapsulation.
Yes.
Your microphone just pulled a Steve.
It's
your microphone is hanging. That looks bigger than five.
Okay,
inches.
So I'm going to put it out there. If I ever hit the lottery, first thing I'm fucking buying is raspberry jeans.
If you hit
absolutely.
The lottery.
For $200, you can't come up with $200.
I probably
aren't
could.
You getting your taxes?
That's actually the first thought I had. I was like, oh, taxis, and then I realized, oh, I got bills and cars.
Same thing as hitting the lottery.
Yeah,
it is. This isn't a great time of year because I never have to. Oh, yet knock on wood.
There was some kind of stipulation with wood. State. Dude. I got mad dough back from the state.
Yeah,
what's the stipulation?
Some kind of new fucking break or something. I don't know. It was the most I've ever gotten back in state history.
What'd you get, like 20 bucks?
Last year, I got like an insane amount back, and I'm like, all right, I got to do something. So I actually changed all my taxes. And
yeah.
I only got, I'm not going to say how much, but you know, I got about half of what I got last year.
Okay. That's not good. So you got less money out in your checks?
Yeah. Yeah. That's so all. I get more in my checks, which is obviously the point. Is to get as much as you can
up front
in your checks and get nothing back at tax time.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I like those time of year. It's like Christmas.
I look at it as like saving.
Yeah, but you know, there's like no interest or anything. So it's like you're just, they're hanging on to your money. Well, they're saying if you want to, all right.
Sorry.
Jesus. They're saying if you want to do that, then put like $100 a week away in a savings
Some
account.
Some people can't do that though.
I can't. If I have the money, I have to spend it.
I don't. I can save money like a fucking asshole.
Well, maybe you should take over my finances.
I could do that.
You probably should.
Matt's Jewish, too.
Give me money and
do
I'll
Do you ever have
to
pay,
you.
Matt?
Never.
Never?
I had to pay
Although,
once.
2 years ago when they introduced that thing that like underhanded, like depending on like your status and like your age and stuff, they automatically changed it to take less money out of your paychecks.
Mm-hmm.
Had I not gotten the $450, I would have gotten
$17. Wow.
I actually would have owed, actually, if I didn't have kids.
Yes, that was that year.
I got to start popping those son bitches out.
This year I'm talking about. I would have owed.
Oh, yeah?
But because of the kids, I made out like a fat fucking rat.
You get like $1,000 a kid, right? Or 1,200?
Oh, yeah, 1K.
1K kid?
Oh, it's just 1,000?
Yeah, 1,000 per kid.
Yeah. I'm not married, but I get a head of household. So
yes.
That's another, I think, 15.
I got to talk to my roommates about my taxes. Fuck.
My roommates.
You don't my mother do you taxes.
What's that?
You don't my mother do you taxes.
I should. I just do hrnrblock.com.
Yeah,
just go to taxslayer.com.
What is taxslayer?
They charge you $15. You do it all online. And
taxslayer.com.
Taxslayer. It's got a little guy like a dragon.
Oh, he sounds lovely. I might actually do that.
Taxslayer.
I do it every year.
Raider.
So if I come on and here's $300, I'm going to be super pissed at you.
Well, it doesn't matter where you get it done. As long as you do it right, you're going to come up with the same shit.
Yeah.
I doubt you have like deductions and stuff.
Yeah, you don't have to itemize.
Yeah. So you just do like a basic.
Yeah, but you could like put your wrestling gear on there and shit.
Yeah,
and,
but then
like,
I have to pay tax for the money I make from wrestling.
Yeah, but then you got to come up with receipts and shit. Mm-hmm. You have receipts for all your wrestling
gear? Does eBay give receipts? Does Walmart give receipts? I'm kidding. I don't buy anything from Walmart.
Yeah, if you're just doing like real simple returns.
Do you have health expenses or anything?
No. No, my roommate covers that.
Yeah?
Yeah. For now, until I'm 26.
Okay.
Once I turned 26, I got fucked. I actually owed 1 year. I had a paper route when I was in high school. I was my senior of high school, and I delivered our local newspaper once a week, and it was sweet because I made like $200 every 2 weeks for delivering one day. And then they came back and said, yours like $1,200.
Wow.
And I was like, I'll get back to you. My sister's father-in-law and mother-in-law are actually accountants. So I had to like drive around my route. And no, actually not. Wow. Believe it or not. I actually had to drive around my route, track my mileage, track like expenses, wow, and gas and mileage and all that other shit. And I still had to pay him like $400.
Damn. Wow.
That sucks.
Doesn't it? And I was like 18 at the time. I'm like, really? I don't fucking have
I'm
that.
I'm working and welcome I gotta pay you.
Welcome to the working week.
I was like, I'm 18. I make $8 an hour. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, yeah. So Shapiro just said that his father's an accountant. And really? Shapiro's Jewish.
Oh.
So go figure.
Shapiro.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Shapiro and Shapiro.
How come he wasn't at the wrestling match?
Yeah. Why wasn't he? Because he lives like an hour north.
So what?
North.
I only took me like a half an hour.
So if you get money back, you can buy your raspberry jeans.
Nope. I might. If my bills, if I can say here's X amount of dollars for bills, done, $200, UK, raspberry jeans, now.
Do they have schnozberry jeans?
Wearing, oh, fuck you.
Schnozberries taste like,
yeah.
Well, they taste like crotch.
I am going to get so much more blows with raspberry jeans.
You can, yeah, because it probably rubs off on your crotch.
Yeah,
like,
oh, it smells raspberry dick.
Yeah.
I don't go to shower for months.
I do hate raspberries, so.
Really?
I love raspberries.
Like raspberry. Oh, you
Derek's know, not much of a fruit and veggie guy.
No. I had no idea.
He's more of a fucking...
Like, why raspberries? Of all the scents in the world, why raspberries?
What are you going to have? Sour apple?
How about chicken nugget scented? How about that?
Mine already are.
Just get a blower from some fat chick. She bites my dick off.
Fucking duck sorry, sauce. Just... Duck sauce.
Do you have any ketchup?
Soy sauce. MSG flavor.
Fucking farts.
Oh, well, I can tell you those.
Yeah. Fucking farts.
Fucking normal scented jeans.
You've been wearing fart jeans since you've been born.
That's right.
Denim.
I'm really excited. I had raspberry fruit 2-0 the other day. Because I usually have a gallon of water a day. And I was like, I have no water. I'm going to get a fruit 2-0. And I got it from my work. And I was like, this is delish. I'll have another. So I am on board with the raspberry.
Denim.
So.
Seems like it's going to be a very story-driven night.
Well, we're almost done, so.
Oh, wow.
Pretty much 9 o'clock.
Damn.
Just one more before
we started a half hour late, so.
Yeah, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, we'll milk it.
Yeah. Breast cancer awareness t-shirt.
Breast kids.
Prompts dispute at skating rink.
What?
A t-shirt bearing a cancer awareness slogan that a teen wore at a Pearl skating rink last month launched a dispute on whether some campaigns take their advocacy message too far. The shirt said, I heart boobies.
It's been around for a while.
It has been. So now they're pretty much saying that it's vulgar. Yeah. Derogatory and vulgar.
Well, here's the thing. It's just an excuse to use the phrase. That's really what it is.
Yeah.
It's an excuse to use the phrase. I can understand why they would say that you're stupid. Don't wear that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how it should be addressed.
Yeah.
You're an idiot. Take that off. End of story.
Is that what that's for? I just bought the shirt because I'm like, oh, shit, me too.
Exactly.
Sweet. Well,
that's the point of them.
Hooray for boobies, you know?
Speaking of addressed, you want to know a cool way to beat the government?
Yes.
If you have to mail something, put the return address as the yours. One you want it to go to.
No, put a stamp on it?
No stamp.
I learned that when I was like 12 and you were like 23, so that doesn't matter.
Oh.
Yeah, but that doesn't really work if, like, you know, you put it in a mailbox in New Jersey and you want to send it to, like, Wyoming.
No.
Why not?
I'm sure they'll catch on.
Damn it. How? They won't know.
Where
just
the
send
fuck
it back
did
to
this
sender.
Even come from? Did you just sit there and go, oh,
then
shit.
You're just going to get that person in trouble.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, who cares?
The all you're going to hear is the mailman. Put stamps on your shit.
How'd you know it was me?
Some guy from Wyoming is trying to send something across the block. I'll show him. We're going to send it right back to him.
Why did he drive all the way from Wyoming and put it in this mailbox?
What if he was in the area?
Yeah. It was send it
Steve,
back
are you ever going
to
mail me a letter?
Yeah, who does that anymore?
Yeah, seriously.
I'm just going to write you a letter. Hey, Steve, how's it going? LOL.
You know what? I'm going to.
Please fucking don't.
I'm
going
to become a pen pal with you.
I work 7 days a week. I'll never reply to you.
Cool.
I might read your letter and text you.
Getting back to the boobies.
Oh, yes. Boobs. Love tits.
What if the shirt said, like, I appreciate breasts? Like, what if it said that?
I appreciate fucking tits.
I'm mad for memories.
I appreciate E-cup tits.
I heart E-cups.
Memories.
But I've seen like save the boobies. Yeah. I love boobies. I hurt boobies. All that crap.
Hashtag motorboat.
And it's just, it's, I mean, it's obviously it's a marketing and they're, they
it's
know
a
kids.
Feel good thing.
Kids
it's
are just
going to
buy it
totally.
Because it says I love boobies.
Because
and
the word
it's
is
funny.
Boobies is on. They just said boobies.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Said boob.
Wait till the fucking testicular cancer shirts come out.
I guarantee you, if your gimmick, Nikki Oceans, if you had a shirt that says I love boobies with like your picture on the back, it would sell out in a second.
Write this
down. Family show.
Write this down,
Derek.
Make a design now.
It's a family show.
Before we forget.
It has to say I appreciate
it. I do want a Rampage Rogers hashtag E-Cup Tietz shirt.
Tietz.
Oh, well, good fucking luck with that. I'm taking I Heart Boobies. Matt, draw it up. Steve, order it. Derek, buy one.
Derek, pay for it.
Buy one. Purchase one, please.
Pay for the order.
Everyone on fucking Aristocrats, donate so I can buy them.
Fucking now. Donate. Hit the donate button.
I need 200 bucks.
We have a lot of cool programs coming up. People start donating to
the
show.
Hit the donut button.
That's right.
Oh, you know what I watched a lot of today?
Your dick getting smaller?
Porn?
Steve, no. I don't want to discuss yours. I never heard of this before. It's the cinnamon challenge?
Oh, yeah. It's been
a synonym?
Oh, no.
A synonym? Like a figment?
Cinnamon.
Oh,
I posted
no.
one non-Star Wars related
today,
on my
right?
page.
Yeah.
It was... A couple days ago.
Yeah, I watched it because I was watching it.
How
like,
funny was that girl? She was like,
oh, yeah. It's awful. We know there's a certain former cast member of the show who did that, who tried the cinnamon challenge.
What does it do? I don't understand.
It's so, makes your mouth so dry. It's like.
And it like burns.
And it burns.
Does it?
Yeah, yeah. Cinnamon? Yeah.
Yeah. Cinnamon is a spice.
I wondered. I'm like, oh, they can't do that?
No. Spice, brother.
I was like, what is going on? Because at work, my computer doesn't have sound, because obviously when I'm watching porn.
So you just see something going.
Yeah. You just see them like fucking Great Muda just.
Oh, they look like they're having a good time.
Well, I actually saw him with a little kid. He was like 9. And he actually
from the
Task
Point. I watched that one.
Yeah, he did it.
Yeah.
And it didn't go nuts?
No. Like he was like, you know, like squinting and stuff. But he was obviously other little kids were making him do it. And he swallowed it.
How much?
It's like a teaspoonful.
That's all it is. It's a teaspoon. It's like you get the fucking douchebag. She's like, oh, I have a tablespoon. I took a heaping scoop. Well, you're an idiot.
Oh, there was one with some black woman, and she had like a friggin' like a plastic ladle.
What?
Full of it, and she just like poured it in her mouth.
And
it went all down her shirt, and she's just like, blah, blah. Like, and she takes like a bottle out of the,
one
of those like filtered like pitchers of water, and she's like pouring it in her mouth.
Steve, you should do that. We should actually like air that one day. You should do it.
The cinnamon challenge?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sweet.
Try it.
Give me cinnamon.
Do it right now.
No. Oh. Okay, I got to prep for it and train for it.
Train for
little
it.
Bit.
He
just has
a little bit about he just has a little bit of cinnamon
or,
every day.
What was that bullshit stuff you were trying to drink with the like the lemon juice and the cayenne pepper?
I never did. I was reading into that. Yeah. The poop that comes out doesn't look like I want
it. What is
I don't want to squeeze it out.
Didn't we try to put that together?
It's the body cleanse. You lose like 50 pounds in a week or
the
something.
The maple syrup one?
It's got syrup in it, but I don't think...
It's like syrup, cayenne pepper, lemon juice, and something else.
I could fuck with that. I mean, it's fucking...
Yeah, but you got to do it for like fucking a month. And like, seriously, you will... The lining
eat,
of your intestines
comes
out. Can
I eat anything else?
No. You just got to drink that.
It didn't sound fun at all.
No.
No.
Sounds miserable.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, enjoy your steak. I'll be sitting here with my lemon juice and fucking maple syrup.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. It's good.
It's great. It's filling, satisfying. Fuck me.
So we'll set up a cinnamon challenge.
By a challenge, I mean you're going to do it.
So I have to eat a teaspoon of cinnamon?
A teaspoon
you
of
just
cinnamon.
Take a teaspoon of cinnamon, ground cinnamon, and just put it in your mouth. And you have to try and swallow it without...
Choking.
What time you got?
Choking
I'm pretty sure we can do it tonight, Steve. Don't worry.
Can you legit die from it?
No.
No, you can't
unless
die
unless you're allergic
legit
to it.
Legit die.
I think I might be.
I've seen you eat French toast with cinnamon, so you're not... You're
no,
not,
you have never seen that.
I have totally seen you do it.
Then you've dreamt about it, because that never happened.
I dream about you all the time.
I haven't had French toast since I was like 11.
Bullshit. Jamie, you've made French toast. She's made French toast.
Jamie, have you ever seen me eat French toast?
2 weeks ago, I'm a twat.
No. See, I've been with Jamie over 10 years. And Thiessen over here has never seen me have
I've been
French
with
toast.
I've been with Shock and Load for over 10 years.
It's true.
And you've gotten nowhere.
Damn it. It's because Knight's gone.
Got further than you did.
Who's
and
gone?
Of course,
who's gone?
There's the obligatory, can the cinnamon challenge kill you?
Damn.
Oh, I'm getting nervous. I might not do it then.
You're a fucking pussy.
I don't think anyone's ever died from this.
She has cinnamon. Let's do it.
You do it.
Fuck you. No. If I've said, oh, great idea, Sean, I'll do it. No, I physically said, Steve, you do
it. You said, great idea, Steve, you do it.
Yes, exactly. Because I want to make you feel amped about it.
Maybe next week. Next week's show. We'll amp it up. It'll be the first thing we do.
Well, we can't just play it on the radio. We have to get a video of it.
Yeah, then we'll put it on stick cam. I'll wear a bandana like Steve. Number one.
Okay.
You're a douche.
Mm. Okay.
I'm going to pull your stupid mustache off.
What, is the gimmick that you're not supposed to be able to swallow it?
Yeah.
It's very hard to swallow. Without like being having like horrible right. reactions.
And you have to like work it around your mouth for a while before you can actually and get it to a point where you
can swallow. Oh, yeah, I'm not going to just try to swallow it. I'll wait till my moisture in my mouth.
But most people like stupidly breathe in. And then it burns your throat, and then they cough, and you get this big plume of smoke.
Which looks like fucking Madonna's twat.
Yeah, and then you choke and vomit.
No, you don't vomit.
Yeah, it looks like the end of Madonna's halftime special.
Yeah. When she did the car, when her fucking cooter hung out, fucking
cooter.
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 I like calling them cooters. Cooters or bearded axe wounds.
I think Derek, like, he has a sound effect. He likes to call them sloppy wet pussies. Right?
I don't have it up. I only have one sound effect up, and that's this.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's going on inside Madonna's twat, too.
Yeah. The superb owl.
Could be.
Mr. Magoo and Scan. Oh, what the fuck is it?
This is a major crossover going on.
What the fuck is this commercial?
This is some Super Bowl commercial.
Did we take shrooms? I didn't know that.
Dude, I just saw Voltron walking.
Yeah, you did see it.
There he is.
There he is.
Voltron rules.
It's all 80s cartoons. MetLife.
There's Snoop.
I can do this. All of cartoons that have been canceled.
Snoop deal double jizzle.
Is that Catherine McPhee?
Yeah, I think so.
She's got McPhee, I'll tell you that.
Do you?
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
Cooter, the vagina named after the auto mechanic from Dukes of Hazzard.
Cooter.
That's a clutchy
stuff. What is this like customary thing in these videos? Like some random guy has to do a backflip.
Because you have to be impressed.
Does that really like impress the average person? Like, oh my god, that dude just did a backflip. It totally distracts from Catherine McPhee's
breasts. I'm going to put it out there. If I can do fucking backflips with my fat ass, those guys are not impressive.
Oh, yeah, you're fine.
No.
Thanks, you did a nice springboard moonsault last night.
Thank you.
I would know.
Derek, what'd you fucking think, you asshole?
I was up in the balcony watching it, and when I saw you set up for it, I go, here it comes. And I saw you hit, and I go, oh, yes!
I hit the first rope, I hit the second rope, no jump. I just go,
no jump.
Oh, fuck me, I gotta jump.
Yeah, and you did.
And I jumped, I go, don't fucking die. And I landed, I go,
perfect.
First I go, is he okay? He's fine. I'm good.
Perfect landing.
Yeah, and then the first thing I say when I come back, dude, did Derek see my badge? No, he left.
Did Derek see my match?
Like, so you didn't know I wasn't there?
You were
all pumped up. Derek's going to watch this.
Dude,
this is going to be awesome.
Dude, I did hip tosses into fucking ladders. I fell off a ladder through a table. I did fucking backflips.
Were you like looking out of the corner of your eye? Like,
yes. If you watch the video on YouTube, all you do is type in Nikki Oceans.
Over the corner,
that's why he almost didn't make the backflip, because he was looking for you.
I do it at the corner.
I there?
From the corner that was closest to where you were.
He did.
On purpose.
You know, if Derek and John Laurinaitis were standing in the corner, he would run up to Derek and say, did you see it? Did you see my moonsault?
And Derek goes, no, I was checking my text messages.
Sorry.
Checking my text
messages. Sorry, I was uploading new sounds.
It was fucking late. It was like 10 o'clock at night. I had to go.
Wow.
If Steve was fucking awake, you should be awake.
I wanted to go to sleep. I was tired.
He did.
Yeah, Steve was out of it.
Luckily, I took a B12 vitamin shot.
Yeah.
I was
the two of you. You guys are like the worst with the fans. They're coming up. You're just like, what do you want?
No, we're trying to say gimmick.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah. And then when people, they just stand there. They don't have money. And they just stand there and stare at us. They were like, I guess they think they're going to give in and give it to them for
they're
free.
They're like, hey, you're just like $5.
Yeah, we tell them, beat it, brother. You're bothering my customers. Beat it, you fucking pig.
$5.
And I had a fucking 10-year-old kid spit on me, and I called him a faggot. Right to his face.
Showed him.
Why'd I get quiet? I did it.
Yeah, nobody fucking cared. Whoa, Steve, you're 12, a 10-year-old.
That's right.
Tough guy.
I fucking called him gay.
Yeah.
He probably had a bigger flaccid penis than you.
Probably.
I had.
which trumps you.
And your
dick.
I'm going to put it out there. I had a TLC match, and every time a chair was picked up, I was nowhere to be found.
You ran away.
I was like, see ya. Oh, it's above his head. I'm out.
I gotta admit, the two dudes worked the crowd good.
Fuck you, dude. I went through a ladder. Who the fuck are you?
No, I mean, like, worked the crowd. Like,
oh, look at me. I can do the fucking basics. Wow. Great fucking job.
Every time someone picked up a chair, were you looking to see if I was sitting in it?
Derek,
you need a chair. Oh, where is he?
Literally.
Derek,
like,
do you need this?
Literally, like, Derek left. I go,
he's already sitting in the driver's seat.
Dude, I hang out with him every week, and he fucking left?
I hang out with me. We do a radio show together.
I mean, you come out an hour early and I sit on the couch
about
and you
hanging
say,
out maybe.
Yeah, I sit on the couch and you set up.
I set everything up and you don't help. And then you're like, I got the headphones with the tape on and I can't hear.
Well, I don't set up because this is a lot of important stuff. And I don't want to break anything.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if I pick that fucking panel up and I go, oh, I'm so sorry.
You're then you're cool. Probably pretty dumb if you do that.
I'll admit that. Why do you think I didn't read the fucking book for Love of Kings? Do you know why, Derek? I have a hard time reading.
Do wow. you?
So I am dumb.
Because that book is pictures.
Yeah. Did I pre-order it? No. I'm not going to buy a book. Are you an idiot?
Well, maybe if you did pre-order it, it would have sold
it's
out.
It's not like Playboy.
Yeah. It's yeah. all on you.
Yeah. Oh, because I'm going to buy something that I can do nothing with. It's like me yeah. buying like a samurai sword. What the
that
fuck can I
awesome.
Do with this? It would be awesome. That was a terrible example.
It was.
That'd be me buying a walker. Nope, I could probably just do a million.
That was another bad example.
That's me buying Pogs.
Pogs ruled.
Pogs are awesome.
Pogs.
Yes.
But you like you buying Turu Dude merchandise.
Exactly. I can do nothing with it. Nothing.
You can wear it to the gym.
No, I can't because it's probably really big on my arms. And I don't look muscular.
No, you would get a lot of people would walk up to you and be like, man, you look fucking big,
no,
bro.
They would go over to me and go,
are you using
guys?
Gas? You'd be like, no, it's a Turu Dude shirt.
Why do you have two Is guys in your shirt, you fucking faggot?
You look
Smedium?
Like
who's Smedium?
They would be like, yeah, you look two times the size you normally do.
I'd be like, thanks. Fat joke?
And they would say, no, all pure muscle.
I said on Twitter the other day, I can wear tight shirts, hashtag because I can. And Travis Blake commented and said, it shouldn't be an XL.
He got
like,
you.
Oh, I didn't reply to him. I have nothing to say.
Isn't it great when the skinniest person in the room is making fat jokes about themselves?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, when I'm not with you guys, you know, I work at a gym. It's not like I'm, you know, around fat people. I actually usually am, but there are some muscular guys.
There are plenty of fat people at the gym.
There are, and I train them all. Yeah. It's great.
But makes you feel better about yourself, right?
It does. But until the muscular guy comes in like, hey, look at my biceps.
Between the gym and coming here, you must feel great about yourself.
Well, the most muscular guy on the show last night was that dude in the crowd.
Oh,
he
my was
God,
huge.
With
Did
the Wolverine shirt?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I was literally in the monitor. You can see 100 people in the monitor. And I go, oh, my God, look. I think it was
Jack
to you.
Strong, man.
I go to you. I go, look at that fucking guy. He looks, he's in better shape than all of us.
Jack Strong.
Yeah, but I bet you there's no psychology because Steve can work the fucking crowd.
Wow.
That's right.
Oh. Hashtag I did it when I was 14, douche.
Wow.
And so then, anyway.
I got the same pay as you, brother.
That's right.
Highly unlikely.
You all got the same shitty pay, so you should all shut up.
That's true. Oh, wait, you did. Do you know why?
You guys got 200, right?
20 extra fucking tickets, asshole.
I didn't sell any.
Oh, then I definitely got
one. You sold one, but
I sold six, actually.
You sold one that didn't fucking stay the whole time.
15. Nope. I sold 15.
Why are we bragging?
I don't know.
I haven't sold tickets since I was 14. I sold to my mother.
I don't sell tickets. I'm not a ticket seller.
Bullshit.
Nope. Mother's a comp.
She doesn't come anymore.
Oh. If they take a seat, they take a fucking ticket, and they pay full price.
Hashtag unless you're Nikki Oceans. And I just tell Corinne, I need 17 of these. She goes, okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in the seat, your hand's in your wallet.
Debatable.
All right, well, let's get going. That was a wonderful Super Bowl Sunday.
You mean the superb owl?
Is this game still on?
Is it?
I want to hear some more hoots. Well, the fucking halftime is an hour long, bro.
No, it was not. You're an asshole.
Halftime sucked.
Steve.
Sean.
Let's fuck the show and go get drunk.
Let's fuck each other if your dick smells like raspberries.
I'm in.
eBay. Hey, guys. We'll see you next week. See Aristocrats at aristocratsradio.com. Don't forget to check out the website. I'm always putting up stupid shit.
Wait, 1 second.
Wait, is that a shit that can't read that book?
1 second.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, aren't we supposed to wish happy birthday to somebody?
I want to wish a happy birthday to Jiggy Jen. 00.
Jiggy Zen.
Is that her birth name?
00.
I don't think it is. But it's her birthday on the Super Bowl.
She's in the Matrix.
And it's like 9:15 at night, so she's probably pissed drunk and not listening.
Watching the fucking her Patriots lose.
My name is Sean, and I hope I get blowies.
Hope I get my asshole eaten. Sean, you're lucky, bro.
No shit.
Your girl wins the fucking two quarters of a game, and you're going to get a blowy and a fucking salad tossing.
I hope she throws the money, and we just get like, blown on top of the money.
You should have her spread the money all over the mattress, and then fuck.
And then go spend it like, oh, my asshole touched that.
Spend all the money on condoms.
Or you could just go in the shower and finger your asshole for a half hour.
I don't believe in condoms.
Don't believe in them?
Nope, they're not real.
Checkered for your pleasure, two rude dudes.
Yo, you should do that.
That'd be awesome.
Some checkered condoms.
Yeah, totally so.
And then after that, you can work on being attractive.
Wow.
I don't know what anybody who goes to those shows would do with them, but you could sell them.
They would just make more stupid.
I see more fucking cretins at those shows.
Yeah, I know. They'd be like using them as barf bags and shit.
I don't know.
It's there a was balloon.
Some, look at my finger glove.
There's some sexy ass MILFs.
Can you make me a giraffe, please?
Nice. There were several.
I like as soon as the outro music turned on, we got just fucking
yeah. The show
just spitballing.
We should just have the outro music on all the time.
Yeah,
I kind of like
it. We're fire under our ass.
It just keeps us going.
It's almost like when you're playing Mario and you hear do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
You're like, okay, shit just got real.
So much better.
I love wrestling. Check me out Twitter at Nikki Oceans.
Check me out Twitter at UMK Shock.
Check me out Twitter at Too Rude Rogers and at The Aristocrats _.
And please don't check me out because
at Cool Hand Duke.
Oh!
All right, we're going to go for real now. We'll see you next
check
week.
Out RidiculousRadio.com, please.
Of course. And Clutch and Wiggle Entertainment. Thank you for having us.
CombatNetwork.com.
What?